What's poppin'? The Drew and Mike Show from the DealsNitty.com studios for Thursday. And we've got a full house. Trudy's back. Mark and Brandon. And we're going to be talking to somebody I saw on Channel 4 yesterday. How do you say his name, Mark?
Tom Labuda.
Labuda. I think that's the way I heard it. They didn't have a graphic, though, so I was actually grappling with the spelling myself.
It wasn't on the Chiron?
No, it wasn't on the Chiron. I'm really upset that I missed that word somewhere in my radio and television education and journalism. But, he built... I guess it's a tribute to the Edmund Fitzgerald. We missed the anniversary yesterday for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a big one, too, right? 45 years?
A Jackson?
Of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Seems, in my opinion, every year it gets smaller because it wasn't a, I mean, I realize it was a terrible accident, but I mean, it wasn't a Titanic.
Do you remember how many men went down that day?
Well, if I sang the song, I would. Is it, wait, 25? How many?
Hell if I know.
Well, 29.
Well, that's Tom.
29, yeah. Thank you.
Tom has them all written on the bottom of the replica, which is very nice.
I mean, I did not mean to laugh about that. That is...
Yeah, Trudy.
Callous.
Too soon.
Playing with your dinghy.
I hate to be a jerk about it, but as I was looking at the replica, does it really look like the original Edmund Fitzgerald?
Gerald? I don't know. I don't know what the original looked like.
Yeah, what does it
really
look
either.
Like?
I have no idea.
Well, replicas.
I didn't really know how to judge it because... It's not like you put another, you know, the original picture alongside it. And he could have made any kind of boat and I'd gone, oh, yeah.
Oh, Brandon's got pictures of it, of the Edmund.
Oh, have you never seen a picture of the Edmund Fitzgerald? Because I've seen so many of these freighters just on Lake Huron alone.
Ring 29 times. That's it. Ring 29 times. The bell rang 29 times.
Man on the Edmund Fitzgerald.
If you could read my mind.
Iceberg, right ahead!
What a tale my heart can tell.
Even if it's Gerald, looks like every other freighter. You're right.
Just
right.
Like an old... I know. I don't know that I would want a replica of that because it's... Is it that interesting to start with?
Yeah, it was the biggest freighter ever.
It was a workhorse, man. That one, it won awards for never missing a shift and
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. That is exactly
full
the same...
speed ahead.
I'd rather make a replica of a cool cigarette boat or something.
Yeah.
The boat just doesn't look like it goes very fast. It seems like it'd be boring to be on it.
Hey, I think you're going to need a bigger boat.
The last time they put a bigger, better boat out there, it was called the Titanic, and it broke in half. So,
Tom's going to start working on a Titanic.
Oh, no kidding.
Wait, Trudy, what was that?
Red Doria.
What did you just say?
The Titanic was like the biggest ocean liner and the best. And
are you saying the Edmund Fitzgerald was
iceberg right ahead?
Yeah,
was close in size to the.
No, Brandon said that it was the biggest of its class of freighters, and
yeah.
I don't know whatever.
Are you
I don't know
really
if that was the case. I just know that just it was heralded as being like the best working ship. Like it just kicked ass.
Okay, I just have to.
If that's not in the song, I wouldn't
it's
know
been
that.
84 years.
I have to ask a broader question. Let's just leave the Edmund Fitzgerald aside for a second. Are you guys really into freighters? I mean, sound like you're real, like I'm missing something. Like
seriously,
oh my god,
honestly,
I see a cool freighter over there.
Whenever I'm in Port Huron and you see a freighter come by, or if I've been up on Lake Superior and you see a freighter, you take a look at it. They're huge. They're monstrous.
I've never heard anyone say though, "Oh my god, did you see that badass freighter over there?"
My brother would.
Really? I have.
He crewed on a freighter.
But don't they look boring? I mean. They don't go very fast.
They have freight on them. They're actually, you know, pretty desirable.
I think you need to take a trip to the Great Lakes Museum on Belle Isle.
Aren't they just kind of perfunctory? I mean, I'm not trying to say
they
bad or anything.
Purpose,
give
too,
them their due.
That's what I mean, perfunctory. They're important, but they're not made to be stylish and cool or anything.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know what perfunctory meant.
So you just don't think freighters are cool? Is that what you're saying?
I just wouldn't want to replicate one. I don't think.
Should we do a Twitter poll?
Yeah. Are you into freighters?
Would you rather have a replica of a freighter or a cigarette boat?
Do you think freighters are cool?
No, are you into freighters?
I love when people figure out the Twitter poll without
That's
any...
That's the best part about it. No one has any idea what it means.
Yeah, this is a great version of the song, by the way. Someone emailed me that cover version, which is kind of interesting, I have to admit, if you want to get to that in a minute here.
I'll cue it up.
Zot, Fort, and Holly is back in black. They're glad to be back. Back to offering their incredible Black Friday sales event. Hey, this is about $6,000 in your pocket. $6,000, 0% financing. You could take home some of the remaining 2020 inventory while putting fat stacks of cash back in your pockets. 0%, 60 months, up to $6,000 back in your pocket. I'll just say it again and again. You heard right. Get a brand new whip from Zot Ford with 0% financing and $6,000. You can say it a lot of different ways. It sounds good every way. $6,000, $6,000, six big ones. Go ahead, buy gifts, pay bills, just get the hell out of Dodge. Go a little... Some kind of safe vacation. I don't even want to go there. Plus, during Zot Ford's Black Friday sales event, you can lease the all-new loaded 2020 Ford Explorer XLT 4x4 while supplies last, as low as $216 a month. And now the one we've all been waiting for, the Legend is back, the new 2021 Ford Bronco Sport, just over $300 a month. Our friends at Zot Ford are back with their Black Friday sales event. You can get all the details and Explorer, their massive inventory, at dealsinthed.com. Okay, who's paying more than 3% on their mortgage? Because if you are, you should be dialing up Hall Financial at 248-308-5000, or you should go to davidhallmortgage.com/Drew and Mike, because there's a good chance you're going to save some money on a refi. And
song's wait, not distracting at all.
No. Somebody had a 3.6, and they couldn't quite cut the deal because they felt like the costs were too much. They didn't have a lot of available cash, and Halsey came in with a $1,200 waiver and made it happen.
Nice.
And it was really unfortunate, too, because he would have saved a lot of money. Well, he is saving a lot of money now. But, you know, just for not having cash right on hand, and maybe he would have done it in a couple months. But anyways, easier to have Hall pay it. Believe it or not, closing times have sped up. Right now, the majority are closing in 10 business days or less. And if you need an appraisal, and more than half do not right now, for the month of November only, Hall Financial is going to pay for it for you up to $500. Hall Financial, lower payments, better options, more personal attention, 248-308-5000. Did you find the cover version?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, just finishing.
I think if we were to analyze the show, it could probably be said that we spend at least... enough and possibly too much time on the Edmund Fitzgerald every year.
That's an institution.
If you went
through
the history of the show, it's very possible that we've spent too much time on this. I mean, this sounds very modernized. I'm happy.
Oh, I kind of like the guitar. I
like this development.
Legend lives on from the Chippewa on down to the Big Lake.
Get you good.
This rocks.
I think this lead singer gets laid, unlike Gordon Lightfoot.
He probably thinks freighters are cool.
I don't know. He's too into himself to even think about it. It sounds a little dismissive of the lyrics, doesn't it?
Well, it kind of does.
I was just thinking, it's only
sneering at it.
It's 4 minutes, 45 seconds, which is a vast improvement over the length.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't the other one really long?
Yeah, wait, it's sing-songy.
It's 5:17 or something, I want to say.
How do you know that?
Because I remember seeing those cartridges we used to play, and I swear to God, there's a lot of songs that go, yeah, that's 203 fades, that's, you know, 241 cold ending. It's weird.
Wait a sec. Did John Valby cover this?
John Valby?
John Valby has a song called Edmund Fitzgerald. Do we dare listen to it?
Oh.
I think we should.
I have a feeling it's going to be a little different.
He is Dr. Dirty. I mean, you should remember that. You know what I want to do? I want to get this in before you start Dr. Dirty, because I don't want Zot, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram to be associated with Dr. Dirty. And they are kicking off their Jeep celebration event. And if you love performance and fully off-road capable vehicles, Zot, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram has you covered with the 2020 Loaded Jeep Compass. As low as $155 a month, or the new 2020 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk four-wheel drive, as low as $249 a month. If you need a truck, how about the 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn 4x4, as low as $188 a month. And then Pure Performance, porting into an SUV that drives like a sports car, is the 2020 Dodge Durango GT at just $343 a month. And you know the game knows that spot's complete without talking about Jeep Wrangler, because they have them, and they have them in the specs you want, and other people don't. So go to dealsnd.com and look at all the many options. And then, of course, if you are a man facing divorce, Adam are the people you want to call, because they know it from your side of things. For nearly 30 years, Adam's been helping men just like you protect your rights and get the fair treatment in the court system that you deserve. Don't take a chance with your future. Go with the best. Adam has knowledgeable, aggressive, experienced attorneys that you want. Call Adam at 248-356-2326. 248-356-ADAM.
Yeah. All right.
Dr. Dirty? It seems like it's out of his range.
The conundrum came around from Chippewa down. There was a big one they called Itchy Woomy. I didn't write that her twat looked like tripe, but the smaller feet really threw me.
The crowd just loves it. Dr. Lady
came in, she was doing her nails, so she jerked them both off with her right foot. Boyfriend had the hop, so he pumped 29 shots in the ass of that f***ing Gordon Lightfoot.
An old song.
I think Valby might get canceled.
Can you bleep that, Brandon?
Which one? The bad words. I got friends that are homosexuals.
The first time or the second time? He
was it the same word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, he said it, not me.
Both times, I guess. Okay, so there's Dr. Dirty. You know what? He's from Rochester, New York.
Oh!
Maybe Carl knows him.
I mean, Carl does.
I knows of him, I bet. Anyway.
But, yeah, where's Valby been?
Well, he's 76 years old.
Yeah, but I could see.
I didn't realize. I could too. No, I wouldn't be surprised if he, as soon as we're running up and running, and he books something at the Fillmore. He's to sell that out every year.
Did you see the plan for concerts to come back from Live Nation? I think it was Live Nation that had that story out today.
You know, I saw the story. I completely ignored it because what? I just felt, I don't know, anytime something reopens at like one quarter of its, it just bums me out. It's like, what is this, my new life?
No, Ticketmaster said they're in the early stages of developing a plan.
Oh, wait, can we watch the concert from our car? Like a Biden speech?
No. But you can have fans if you show proof that you've either been vaccinated or you've tested negative within a 24 to 72 hour
Who's
window.
Been vaccinated?
Well, I think by next summer.
2021.
Spring and summer.
Yeah.
Okay, so then
I think
is
there's
it
gonna
a full
be a,
house?
I think it's going to be a nice black market for a fake COVID negative test. I was saying that to my buddy. He goes, don't worry, the rapid response ones are already doing that for us because there's so many false, you know.
Things. Yeah. So are they going to, are we talking about a full house of people?
They haven't established the date or anything else, but how do you prove that?
Doesn't
that?
Mean anything. That's a meaningless story, just like
really?
I thought.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I suppose. But nobody's vaccinated yet. We don't even know how soon, when.
They know how soon. They have a good inkling of how soon.
How soon everyone will be vaccinated?
Yeah.
Don't they think
how
by
do
April?
They know?
Yeah. April, May of next year.
But when they say April, May, I think, nah, they don't know.
Okay, so June.
I mean, do you really trust the U.S. government to get it out efficiently?
Well, you should have known my schedule. You should have checked for rescheduling.
Pfizer's doing it themselves, so.
So you trust Pfizer?
Well, am I not supposed to trust,
anybody? Big Pharma?
Am I not supposed to trust anybody? I mean, how do I fill my tank up with gas and know that it's gasoline inside?
You trust Big Oil?
Brandon pointed out, it's Big Pharma.
Brandon, can you
they want to kill you.
Edit that whole section out
there. No, I'm just kidding. It's okay.
Pfizer,
I would love for there to be concerts back.
Pfizer's last mistake was making, what was the pill for?
Viagra.
No, but what was Viagra for? It was like a kidney treatment or something like that. And it was like, well, what do you know? It causes boners. So I feel like that's a plus.
Oh.
You know?
Like, it gives you a boner.
They have happy accidents. And they made millions, so I trust him.
Oh, boy.
If boners last for more than 4 hours, call more ladies.
That stupid movie, by the way. I saw it a while ago. I've seen it like 3 times, and every time I go, you know, I think I laughed at this movie last time, and I watch it and I laugh. It's just, it's so dumb funny. Did that movie make any money?
That's a great question.
I think it should
have.
The
Ladies Man?
It had to have, right?
It's in the category of movies that I know in my heart are just dumb, but I will enjoy them.
It's supposed to be dumb, funny,
it
you know?
Is the fault of the Wang.
$24 million budget, $13.7 million box office. But
I was thinking it was kind of a, it didn't go too well at the box office. And neither did, what's the Will Ferrell?
Yeah, cool.
MacGruber didn't do well either.
No. What's the Will Ferrell movie where he's the disco guy with Chris Kattan?
Oh, Night at the
Roxbury.
Yeah, Night at the Roxbury. Yeah. Now that movie is also stupidly funny, but I don't think it did well.
Isn't that the case for a lot of SNL movies?
But like, they've had hits, you know, they've had Wayne's World and they have misses. I mean, everything else has misses. Why wouldn't they?
Was Blades of Glory a success? Was that what it was?
Oh, that was a good
skater
movie
with Napoleon.
Yeah, Heater and.
Oh, yeah, I think those did okay.
Yeah, that didn't work out well, did it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
The song was half the bit.
It was.
Yeah, I can't believe you can make a movie out of it.
It was a stretch. But anything Will Ferrell's in.
Yeah.
Not everything. Did you see the new one that was on Netflix about the European Song Championship? That wasn't, bro.
Sorry.
That's fine. European Song. I forget what it's called. Haven't seen that one?
Is it a movie?
Yeah. It's terrible.
I have not seen it.
It's terrible. Has anyone seen that?
No.
I haven't seen that one. I started to watch the downhill movie or the skiing movie with Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
That sounds terrible.
I did sound terrible. I think I got 5 minutes into it.
You know
Is
what?
It Eurovision?
Eurovision, yeah.
Not good.
I haven't even heard of it.
I watched my second episode of Moonbase 8.
There's two out?
Yeah, I think there's more than two.
Oh, no, I didn't know. Okay, right.
I think there's a bunch.
Is the whole series out?
I could swear.
No, I believe you.
Episode 3 was available, but I wanted to watch The Bachelor after.
Yeah. Oh, man, I got some watching to do.
That show is really funny. John C. Reilly is just fantastic. He's so funny. And Fred Armisen, too. It's really well casted.
And Travis Kelce.
And Travis Kelce is fantastic. He's really funny.
Oh, I still laugh over that.
He's really funny. Plus, it's just, without giving it away, Travis, you know, is the NFL guy who's sort of part of the moon base group that's competing to go to the moon. Mm-hmm. He's sort of the PR thing from the NFL. Oh, Travis Kelce might be on the mission. And and the problem is that the captain, John C. Reilly's character, is really sort of a groupie for Travis. And so basically you have the NFL guy kind of running the show.
So
because he's an asshole.
Such a dick.
Yeah, and John C. Reilly's character doesn't want to make him mad.
It's getting bad reviews. I don't know why it's getting bad reviews. Yeah,
really?
I was just looking it up on Rotten Tomatoes.
No way.
58 and 50.
You see, what I didn't like about it, and not that I've
even
seen
it yet.
You did watch it.
No, I haven't seen it yet. But what I don't like is, I don't like it when, you know, we just had Space Force come out, and now we have this.
Oh, I love when somebody who hasn't seen something tells us why they don't like it. That's awesome.
No. I mean, in general, when there's always that second competing...
But they're totally different.
Type thing.
Totally different.
They are totally different. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we're about Space
that
Force.
Out, frankly.
Huh?
Nothing.
What did you say?
I think I edit that out, frankly. I'm kidding, Brandon.
Hey, speaking of Rotten Tomatoes, when we were talking about that Hannah Gadsby special.
Yeah.
I just was looking it up while we were talking about it. I never mentioned it yesterday. But that first special, she has a new one out, first of all.
Great.
Had no idea. But that original one was 100% fresh from critics on Rotten Tomatoes. 25 from the audience.
Nah.
I've never seen that big of difference.
What
75.
What does that say? That there's a whole group of people called, in this case, that would be the entertainment media, who feel they have to like certain things and not like other things. Not that they do, because the audience says,
Are you out of your fucking mind? I mean, how can the media get something so wrong? And this is the entertainment media. It's a little different. But they give Chappelle a 38, and the audience gave it, what, 98 or something?
I think that has changed, though. I think more critics have rated it a lot higher.
But there is that thing where, I mean, honestly.
But do people listen to critics anyway? Aren't there tons of people who are like thumbing their nose at critics because
less so? I really think it's less than it used to be.
You don't think people look at Rotten Tomatoes before watching something?
Yeah, they do, but I think the audience number is much more important.
That could be true. Yeah,
I just think people are so wary of the media in general, and this election is a pretty good example because, you know, I hate talking points in general when everyone starts clapping the same thing. But this whole thing about the media doesn't decide elections, I sort of dismissed that at first because it sounds so talking pointish. And to be honest, the media, they don't decide elections, but typically their reporting was seen as accurate enough because, you know, AP gets a number and then all these networks get it. And we never really question it that much. Nobody's ever gone, I don't believe the media, so I'm going to wait until the electors get together. And
then how would they get the word out?
Well,
media.
That's what I mean.
The media's not making up the numbers.
I'm dismissive.
AP,
you know,
doesn't get them first or anything.
AP is also the media.
I think there's generally a trust of AP. I mean, there was.
Yeah, for sure.
AP and Reuters, those two generally aren't in a lot of question when it comes to bias one side or another.
Yeah, but they don't have an electronic board that they can stand in front of.
So, you know, I was very dismissive of this talking point because a lot of people are saying, I mean, surely you've heard somebody say, the media doesn't decide an election, correct?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 100
times. But if you look at, if you are a Trump lover, you really have disdain for the media, not just because he says fake news, but because, you know, you watched the media tell you for the last 5 or 6 months that Biden was going to win by 10 points. And
what you're seeing and what you're reading is not what's happening.
And I mean, I could go through a number of other things where the media has really been kind of iffy. And so people are, I mean, for the first time, I mean, it's really weird to think about this. For the first time, I think there's a significant amount of people that don't trust the media, even in this scenario.
Sure, that's been going on for a long time.
Yeah,
not with an election. I don't ever remember an election where people said, no, I don't believe the media.
Unless it's the media they watch.
And also, don't forget, many of these people, the media for them is Facebook. So,
I can't really even address that part of the equation, but I think you're right that people who are on the left probably would believe CNN's numbers.
And then they don't like Fox and vice versa.
Yes, exactly.
It's just like how everybody hates Congress, but they typically like the one in their district or whoever they voted for, right?
It's a strange
Congress typically has very low numbers, but whenever you see polls about, do you like your own congressman? They're like, well, yeah.
But back to the point of critics, I've always thought that critics will like movies that I'm not really very interested in, like,
yeah, that I agree, you
know, like the what are those dramatic, I mean, it's always something that
Crying Game
Oscar. Yeah, and I never watched the Crying Game. I don't know why, but yeah, very serious dramatic movies, and I'm into stupid shallow stuff that critics don't like. So
I've watched so many funny movies that critics would snub their nose at.
Dang, yes.
But when they take Hannah Gadsby and tell me it's 100, and they take Dave Chappelle and tell me it's under 50, then I feel like something stinks. Something is rotten.
Something's rotten in Denmark.
Why is something rotten in Denmark, by the way? Why that, did something happen in Denmark?
Yeah, what is
that phrase?
I want to know the origin of that.
I do too. I mean, that's
something's going on, and somebody's not telling me something.
To me, Hannah Gadsby getting 100
from Hamlet.
That's a lie. Giving her 100 is a lie. It's like, you know, how the media says, and Donald Trump is lying. It's funny how the media never used to say that somebody was lying. They would never say that. They wouldn't say, Obama is lying. But you hear that all the time now.
It used to be just spin. Now they're just outright lyings.
Yeah, but a lot of presidents have lied about a lot of things.
Oh, I know.
And yeah, they used to be a little more gentle about it, but now they just say, he's lying!
It would be referred to as spin.
And I'm going to say that those critics who gave Hannah Gadsby 100 are lying. They are lying. It's not that funny. And they're lying about Dave Chappelle, too, and I don't even understand what's going on there. I mean, it seems to me you lose credibility when you say, oh, this Dave Chappelle show's off, or Hannah Gadsby's hilarious. And the same thing, the problem is when it gets put into practice, like the girl that shows up on Colbert from that Reply Guys podcast. I was like, what, are you kidding me? She gets booked on Colbert?
Yeah.
You probably saw her, Trudy?
I didn't.
You laughed at her?
When did I laugh at her?
Kidding.
I did not. I haven't watched Colbert in a while now.
I got to send you this 5 minutes because...
All right. Try it out on me because I heard you guys talking about it, debating it, and I thought...
there's no
right.
debate. She's terrible. Okay. So, she's terrible.
I'll be the judge.
So I wonder... I really want to know how that happened. Like, who is the comedian booker for Colbert? Are they... we got to find some really politically correct comedians.
Well,
so
I mean,
we don't trigger anyone.
Is there almost the possibility that somebody they had lined up called in and couldn't do it?
No.
No?
No. No.
I thought maybe,
they wouldn't call her.
Oh, and maybe she was their third or fourth string? Or
no, I think they were looking for... Trudy, do you watch Colbert a lot, don't you?
I used to. I used to watch the Colbert Report all the time.
I mean, the new show. I just wonder what kind of comedians he usually has. Will Dave Chappelle show up on Colbert?
I could not watch Colbert when they took the audience away.
See, that's funny.
A lot harder.
I tried watching everybody with COVID just to see. And I think he does probably the best job of just powering through it. Fallon seemed really fucking awkward.
Yeah.
Jimmy needs to play off people.
He took the entire summer off.
Huh?
So he just left.
Yeah. Yeah. But Colbert, for some reason, has no problem just talking to a camera.
I'm just wondering, the people like Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, the edgier comedians, they probably never even show up on any late night TV anymore.
I'm looking at the LinkedIn for the late show's talent booker. And this is what blows my mind. She was a coordinator, whatever that is, for Tough Crowd with Colin Quinn, which had a ton of great comics.
Yeah, I would think so.
She did that for 2 years. And she was the executive assistant at The Daily Show.
Well, there's a guy who booked comedians for Letterman.
With Stewart, 1999 to 2001.
Okay.
There's a guy named Eddie Brill who used to book comedians for Letterman for a long time. And Eddie Brill was a stand-up, and he was very funny, and he was very well liked with all, you know, the comedy community. So I just know that this guy would not be booking someone like that. He would be booking someone that made him laugh and would make Dave laugh.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe Colbert wants to laugh at the right comedy. I don't know. I hate to be stuck on that.
What if it's a CBS thing? Could it be that?
I don't know. I feel like you're making excuses for Colbert.
Or she has an agent that pushes her and everyone.
Yeah, who said you can have some big fish if you take this one.
I got to ask Carl about if that podcast has a lot of advertising, because that's another phenomenon I'm finding where, you know, I'll find out, I'll read, for example, hey, here's 10 podcasts you have to listen to. Or, you know, you look at New and Noteworthy, and it's like, who are these people? Why are they new and noteworthy? How come we're not new and noteworthy ever? And then I go listen, and I find out that, wow, they're on New and Noteworthy for the entire Spotify world or the entire Google Play world or what used to be Google Play, and yet they're not a big podcast. And not only that,
they're new and they're noteworthy.
Well, the ones that show up in the, you know, 10 podcasts you can't miss, or, you know, 10 podcasts you may have missed. And it's in a national publication.
Sure. It's
usually celebrities, and it's usually very PC kind of shows.
Yeah, of course.
And then I go and I check, because I do stupid stuff like this. I'll actually go to Chartables and find out, is anyone listening to this show? And it's like, not usually.
Problem is, those shows are a dime a dozen. There's so many of them.
So why wouldn't they, if they were saying this is new and noteworthy, or they were saying, here's 10 podcasts you should have missed, why wouldn't they have shows that people have actually found?
Because the people aren't writing the column. Some nerd is. Some soft, soft.
Or there.
So what? How is? I mean, this is. It just sounds very conspiratorial to me.
It's probably an easy piece for a writer who's like, you know what, I got to put something in. I think I'm going to put the best 10 podcasts you should be listening to, and I'm going to list the 10 podcasts I like the most.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Well, there's always an element of that. And so does that mean these young entertainment reporters just view the whole thing completely differently? It's not about quality. It's about...
Well, we need some hipper entertainment reporters. I don't know, like... I don't know. Lee Thomas is a little more hip than that. I mean, he likes certain things.
I think there's been...
Kiska.
I think there's been a change in who the gatekeepers are. And
oh,
it was the keymaster.
There's no question about that. if you read about newsrooms in some of the most important newsrooms in the world right now, you'll find that they are a lot different than they used to be. And there's a lot more of people telling editors what they... are doing wrong First and off, what they have to be doing.
They don't have enough journalists, period, because it doesn't pay shit.
Right. And then...
Brandon.
Oh, God.
By the way, talking about podcasts, Smartless just had Conan O'Brien on.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, it was good. Wow. It was a really funny interview, too.
Which... who does that show?
It's Jason Bateman.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah. Yeah, a lot of people are talking about that show. I got to check it out.
It's mostly me.
Chappelle, by the way, Sticks and Stones, 35% from critics, 17 of them reviewed it, 99 from the audience, 40,000 reviews. I would go with the one that has more data.
Audience.
I mean, that says so much about, I mean, what the fuck is going on?
Take that for data.
I mean, this is we see it leaning this way. I mean, what happens, because usually when something leans, it starts leaning harder, 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 and eventually... Are the Dave Chappelle's just going to be eliminated?
No, because the audience likes it.
No, I understand that, but I would be ashamed if I was a critic and I gave something a 25 and I saw the audience gave it 100. I'd feel like a complete moron, but it seems that people are completely comfortable saying, this is bad because this person isn't following the rules and they're triggering people, and therefore I give it a 25. And then you look and you see the audience gives it 100. I'd retire.
My critics can eat it.
Feel so stupid, but they don't.
I have to question, too, whether or not their content is being controlled as closely as some other media content is being controlled.
Critics are supposed to be able to judge something on its quality.
I don't know if that's the case anymore, because all of media content is very tightly controlled.
Isn't that kind of scary?
Yeah,
I mean, aren't we? I mean, sometimes it's like, am I living in Russia in 1980? I mean, are there some
other side's going to ruin America?
Are there some really cool blue jeans out there that
Russia?
I could have had in another country 20 years ago.
What?
No.
Remember when Russia is like, oh my God, an American's here. Got any blue jeans? And they'd give you $200 for them. Because Billy Joel goes
Valentes.
There. Billy Joel goes there in 1987, and they just found out about him. Like, oh, this new artist is coming, Billy Joel.
That's why Russia has such a chip on its shoulder, I think.
So then Chappelle, remember Chappelle put out 8 minutes, 46 seconds, dropped it himself. What do you want to guess?
Oh, that probably, critics probably gave that a good number.
Yeah, you want to guess?
I'll guess they gave it a 93.
90.
90, yeah, because he's talking about George Floyd.
Yeah. Audiences, well, more than that, but yeah, mainly it was about George. I mean, the title's about George Floyd. 70% from the audience.
Yeah, because the audience didn't think it was very funny.
And these are all totally different critics I've reviewed it to, by the way, looking at the names.
Funny. Very interesting. Is this America we live in? Is this America? Good God. What is happening? I mean, I realize a lot of people are worried about a lot of things.
Okay, boomer.
But, we've talked about how you wear a hat and you can be completely, you can be excluded, vilified. Yeah, whatever the term is for wearing a hat that is the president's slogan, the president of the United States. And you can face consequences for that. You can...
You have a sign in your yard.
You have a sign in here. Yeah, and you can
either
have
one.
This guy the other day, or I think it was last week, had a MAGA sign or a Trump sign in the front yard. And the day after the election, he had racist spray painted on the sign and his car.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That's
because people feel, and I suspect that if they found out who it was, they'd say, hey, well, that's a fact. And oh my God, this stupid story last night, and I'm not sure who's dumber here, Katy Perry or everyone else responding to it. See, Katy Perry tweeted out about, my parents voted for Trump, so I decided I'd reach out and give them a call, and if they're hurting, that they should call me, or something dumb like that.
That's nice.
And then they pretended they weren't home.
Probably.
They saw it on the color.
Yeah, let me, Brandon, can you pull up that tweet for Katy Perry about her parents voting for Trump?
We do have to call Tom pretty soon.
So Katy Perry got blistered for this. Because
being mean to her parents?
No, she was reaching out to her parents like, oh, I know you're probably upset about Trump losing, and I just want you to know I'm here. If you're hurting, give me a call.
Oh, I thought that she was saying it in a sarcastic way.
No, like, no.
Are you hurting?
Absolutely sincere. And I think she acknowledged her parents voting for Trump in 2016, too, but I don't think she got a lot of shit then. But last night, people were like, I wouldn't talk to anyone who voted for Trump. Oh. He lies. He's a racist.
Fake. I don't believe these people.
Those
people probably know more people that voted for him than they realize.
Some of them I do believe they probably feel that way. And honestly, I think
it's fringe people.
It's pretty fringy, but I bet a lot of people would say that. Whether they would actually do that, I don't know.
I mean, what's wrong with what Katy Perry said? I mean,
is wrong with it. Except
what's worse, her or the people that responded?
It's dumb because what did she think was going to happen? She thought people were going to go, oh my God, Katy, that's such a great idea. I called my parents and they're really upset, but we found some common ground.
She's trying to unite the people, man.
Why does she have to
hashtag
be so fucking
family
nice?
First? That's what she wrote. The first thing I know when the presidency was called is to, the media doesn't select the president, Katy. The first thing I know when the presidency was called is text and call my family members who do not agree and tell them I love them and I'm here for them. Hashtag family
I'm
first.
Here for you.
Call your family today. Happy Sunday.
Oh, okay. First of all, let's stop hearing what's in everybody's head. Once and for all, let's stop that.
Stop what?
No more. Katy Perry called her parents. She could just do that and not loop us in.
Absolutely. It's positively
she
stupid.
She wants everybody else to call their family today, is what she said.
No, you're right, Mark. She's trying to say, look at how nice I am. Oh.
But she does say, call your family today, so that's not nice.
Whatever. Like I would
you're so cynical.
I got to tell you, who needs a call? Who needs a call from their parents or their kid
because
to comfort them about an election? Really?
And besides,
are you serious?
You're doing that anyway, aren't you? If you,
if you're that upset, do you really want to hear from your fucking gloating kid who voted for the other side?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Our parents don't know how to use a fucking democracy, so we have to.
Just a reminder that
he called his parents.
You have family members that might disagree with you on some things, and they're still family.
I'm embarrassed for her and for the people that got so upset about it. I really am.
I know. Thank God Twitter exists.
Do you know a lot of people, seriously, who after the election were really hurt? Like hurting, like,
oh yeah,
God, I'm so upset. Really?
Oh yeah.
Hurting?
Yeah. Well, okay, angry, I guess. I guess that's not right.
I mean, like, really angry?
Oh yeah.
I guess I knew a few, but, well, yeah.
And I'm not talking about
points you to a few on the boner line.
Not just, well, there you go. Yeah. And you can look at my email if you want.
Yeah.
You're angry.
No, I know some people are angry, but I just am trying to think of people that
are. Not just now,
I,
but 2016, the other side was very angry.
Oh, yeah. And I saw her, Whoopi Goldberg was getting shit because she said, it's time for y'all to get over it.
Who said that?
Whoopi Goldberg on The View.
Why doesn't she tweet it out?
Maybe she did.
Yeah, Katy should know that. Katy should know that's not what Twitter's for. Twitter is for really cool polls, like our freighter's cool, which so far is at 81.7% say yes.
Really?
Freighters are fucking cool.
Oh, yeah, true. I did not expect that.
I got to get out of this business. I'm so off.
Jennings wrote, freighters are freaking amazing. They're like trains, but super wet. And then he said, Fouts be turgid.
Yeah, Fouts might like a freighter.
Ryan says, I've spent hours watching freighters go up and down in the Sioux Locks and would be absolutely do it again right now.
No kidding. Huh.
And then he writes, I'm predicting that Mark is pro freighters and Drew is anti big boats.
Good call. Oh, so they're voting against me, trying to rile me up?
Yep.
All right, let's call Tom. He's got the.
Should we play his piece really quick, or does it not matter?
Yeah, I think we should, because there's a pretty significant separated at birth.
Oh my God, this is amazing! So spot on.
On an unseasonably warm day on Belle Isle, Tom LaVuda prepares to go sailing.
This is my Edmund Fitzgerald that I made. Why did I make it? God only knows.
How could a door be ajar?
This is where I get in and steer.
Everywhere
he can get in the boat. That's cool.
He's ready.
He draws a crowd.
Wait.
Oh my God.
He draws a crowd of two. It should have been added because there's two people.
Hey, nice jacket. Who shot the couch?
He sounds just like
Farley. Like Farley. How weird.
By trade and an artist by hobby.
Does anybody know of an artist? No. Does anybody buy my stuff? No.
No, he's cool.
Sorry, I don't speak Japanese.
I'd like to point out, too, he's wearing a captain's hat, which is so cool.
I know. And I don't think he received the captain's hat because he captained a boat.
Yeah, he did.
Well, the
he was
Edmund
just looking
Fitzgerald.
For something to do, and he decided
Captain.
To make a replica.
I'm finding out where you're at.
The horns.
Needs a better horn.
The horn is terrible.
The motor.
Of the SS Edmund Fitzgerald. Is it the Great Lakes freighter?
We're getting hitched.
In Lake Superior.
Does it look like Edmund Fitzgerald to you?
Exactly 45 years
ago. Could you get your daddy on the phone?
All 29 souls were lost. The wonder of the Great Lakes is all of them can feel as vast as an ocean.
Did you see Die Hard?
Lake Superior is the largest. This was no Lego project. With a great deal of love of wood and craft.
That is one piece of ace.
And quite accidentally, built a memorial to a vessel and its crew.
All 29 people.
That part's nice, but I mean, do the families come down there and hang out with it?
Maybe.
That is correct.
Is there anything that specific about the Edmund Fitzgerald that he copied really well?
Yes,
like,
says,
I can't believe you got that part right.
Yeah, it says Edmund Fitzgerald on the side.
Besides that,
the colors.
Is it seaworthy? I can't. I didn't
that
see
was
the
awesome.
Yeah, he was in it.
Video part
was
of it.
Was in it, Trudy.
Are you,
in the
trying,
water.
Are you trying to say that you think freighters all look the same?
Kind of, yes. I mean, sounds, I just didn't think.
It sounds
just,
like another Twitter poll.
I don't see a ton of artists going, God, I've got to recreate the Edmund Fitzgerald somehow.
I'm just glad Tom.
The guy did. I know.
Tom also mentions in there that he doesn't own a computer or watch TV.
Oh, wow.
What? Wait, what?
Fascinated by this guy.
How old
seems
school.
Really happy, too.
I seem like a great guy.
I mean, the computer, I don't know, but no TV.
I was looking for my brother, Al Donnelly. He's around here somewhere.
I mean, TV without cable is insane.
Tom? Did it ring?
I didn't hear it ring.
It says it's connected.
Tommy, there?
Where's the captain?
There he is. Well, that was weird. He has one of those phones that doesn't ring.
Wow, that was weird.
How you doing?
How are you doing, Tom? It's a dream.
Awesome.
It's a dream.
Honor that you guys called. I can tell you that.
That's awesome. Seriously, you're aware of the show?
You know, I mean, here, I listen to the radio, but, you know, I'm more a worker, you know, so I just, it goes in one ear and out the other.
A lot of people say that about
I'm
us.
Not quite sure if he knows the show or not.
So, I don't think so. That's all right.
Tom, so the Edmund Fitzgerald, you have this recreation. I just wondered, was there a moment in time where you said, wow, this terrible tragedy has occurred. I would really like to recreate the Edmund Fitzgerald, make a model of it. I mean, is there something specific where you're watching? You don't have TV, so you weren't watching a story on TV. You weren't on your computer. What was it that made you turn the corner to just go and say, I got to do this?
Well, I tell you what. My insurance guy wanted 1 4-foot to put on his wall.
Really?
I got carried away, got that baby 16 foot. I liked it. I thought it was a cool ship. You know, the song is awesome, of course.
Oh, the song's great.
Then I just said, well, of course he can't put a 16 footer on his wall, you know, but he loves it, you know, so... God bless him and God bless me with it.
So, wait, so you're not in possession of the Edmund Fitzgerald? It's on his wall?
No,
I own it. No. It was only supposed to be 4 foot. You know,
did you
maybe.
End up making a 4-footer for him?
No, but maybe I should, eh?
That is correct.
I'm not sure why that part of the story was really necessary, but it does give us a little more perspective. Now, are you a fan of freighters? Do you think freighters are pretty cool?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, hell my yeah. brother used My brother used to, hell yeah, my brother used to take me to over there, Port Huron. We'd go play cards over there. I think it was the Marriott it was called, and look at the freighters, play cards, eat donuts.
I was
donuts,
looking for my brother, Al Donnelly. He's around here somewhere.
What is it about freighters that inspires you? Because some people are saying that, you know, maybe they're, you know, like speedboats and cigarette boats and, you know, these cruise ships and stuff, that they're fascinated by those, but not so much by the freighters. And I'm just wondering, for those in the less excited crowd about freighters, what would you say turns you on about freighters?
I mean, I just think, I mean, they're how huge they are, how in the hell they float. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's just freaking awesome. I mean, you know, I mean, put it this way. Okay, not only I'm a carpenter, okay, and I'm an artist, but nobody buys my crap, you know, but whatever, I don't give a shit. So anyways, I ain't bullshitting. So, but hey, I made me a boat for my dog. I made me a cabin cruiser, 8-footer. Okay. Why in hell did I make it? I don't know, but I pull myself behind the damn thing in a blow up 1-man raft. And I pull myself behind it down my sister's canal, you know, and people are like, what the hell is this? But hey, it's 8 foot. It's called Spoiled Brat, okay? I have 10 of the Spoiled Brat little dolls in it because I have a kitchen in it. What? I have a bathroom. I have a toilet. I have a shower. I have beds in it. I've got closets. I got
We're
a man
with your dinghy
off it. And it's run by a electric trolling motor that pulls my ass down the river.
Wait, you got all this stuff in there. Now, let me ask you something. Is it, you built it yourself?
I built it myself. Yes, I did.
Now, how much is it, how precise is it? Are you a pretty precise carpenter?
Oh, damn precise. Yeah, I'll send you a picture of the damn thing.
I want a picture of the damn thing.
I need a text number or something. I could text it to you.
Okay, we'll do that
computer,
for sure.
Like email to me. I'm 54. I don't know how to do that shit. So.
You've never owned a computer, right, Tom? I think you said that in the Channel 4
like
piece.
Like I said, my buddy tells me you got a damn phone, but I don't. Hey, I look it. I call people. I take pictures. I text. Other than that,
Tom, you know there's pornography on the internet, right?
Oh, well, of course he got that, you know, definitely.
Okay. I'm aware of that.
Well, Tom, if you want to see some naked ladies, what do you do?
Hey, yeah. I'm alive still, you know, 55 and alive.
Wait, you were 54 a minute ago.
Yeah, he just ate it. Today's his birthday.
55, I don't know. You're right, 54. I guess born in 66.
No,
I don't
it doesn't
know.
Maybe
alive.
You turn 55 during the call.
Every year.
Tom, have you made a mini Bablo boat? Possibly?
No, I haven't.
Are you tempted?
Man, you know what? How about that? Let me try that damn thing.
Well, people were saying a Titanic, but I want to go back to Drew's earlier question. What do you do if you want to see naked ladies?
What do I?
He's alive.
Well, live? I mean, is it porn? I mean, come on.
Yeah, pornography.
I got that on the phone, you know.
Oh, okay.
Dick, free, you know, come on.
Okay. Well, you acted in the piece like you're totally computer illiterate, and you're clearly not.
Oh, okay.
At least
okay.
Your boner is.
And honestly, my buddy put that shit on my phone when I got it. He's like, oh, here. And actually, the son of a butch, you know, first he put some weird shit, let me tell you. And I had to take it off. Okay. All right, what the hell are you doing? He thinks it's all funny, too, but okay. It ain't funny.
Tom, I got to know this. What is it that you consider weird that he put on your phone? If you can somehow communicate that to us.
You know, let me tell you, if you just knew my buddy, Bud, it's just, he's some weird shit. I don't know.
I mean, like, what are we talking?
You know, the funnel, I don't know. He'd be sitting here. We'd be playing cards with you. We'd be talking about putting some funnel up something. Like, hey, man, you ever hear this? Or I had just some weird shit, let me tell you. Okay. I don't even think it's just on the porn station.
Tom, okay, you don't have a computer, but you've got your phone, so you can, your friend put that weird porn on there, so you're pretty well covered. What about TV? You have no TV? Do you realize how many great things you're missing?
You know, I haven't. I tell you what. I build houses, okay? God gave me the gift of that, okay? Mm-hmm. TV, I watch a little houses, TV. I like cops, comedy, and courts, okay? That's kind of crap I like. Other than that, no. I'm not into any drama shit, okay? I haven't had cable in 10 years. Because I don't need it. I love the radio, okay? So I'd rather go listen to the radio. Show. You know? I tell you what I'm looking at right now, well, it is from the WRF, yeah, but I got a Drew and Mike sticker right here from WRF. Yeah.
See?
And
really?
I'm looking right at it.
Okay.
And the WLZ stickers, the old ones back in the day.
Yeah. Well, did you know WLZ is back? You probably don't because you don't have TV or a computer.
Knock it off.
WLZ is back. It is. Yeah.
Well, no, it's 106.7, and I do listen to you guys.
Hey.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I look at 94.7, 106.7. I like the old-time rock and roll and the stuff like that. Other than that, I'm not in the head banging and all that shit. So.
I still want to know how Tom found out about WLZ without a TV and without a computer.
Because he flips the radio like Craig has told him earlier.
54 years old, man. That shit's old.
Wait, okay, so what kind of, is there a sound system in your Edmund Fitzgerald?
Yeah, well, come on. I got into the 2000s a little bit because I usually live in the 80s, and I do have a Bluetooth for it, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
with the YouTube music playing.
Okay, let me just think of a movie in the last 20 years. I'm going to go back further than that.
Benji? Like,
what was it?
Benji?
Benji.
Did you see?
Benji.
Have you seen Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
You have?
Yes.
Okay. Was that one you had?
That was probably the only movie I watched, but go ahead.
What about, like, The Avengers? I mean, that was a pretty big movie. Or I got one. Titanic. Have you seen the movie Titanic?
No.
It's about a boat.
I swear to God, no. No. No, I have not watched that film of this yet. No.
And what about The Matrix?
Matrix?
No, I watched Speed before. I like Speed.
Speed.
With the
bus, that's about 30 years old.
It's about the bus. Yeah, they couldn't slow down.
Yeah, that one.
Speed references lately.
Of course, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Of course, that was pretty cool.
40 years old.
Grease was cool to me, you know. But other than that, I don't watch TV. I do a lot of art. Okay.
Okay.
My house is filled. I cannot put any more things in my house. Okay?
You mean
that's what I need to.
You still with the boathouse?
What's your favorite medium?
House. Radio, he said.
No, like for art.
I'm talking like I do a lot of art pieces, like, and I want to do them. Like I build airplanes.
What?
You know, I want the kid. Like a school teacher came to my house, you know, from Mount Clemens here, you know, but they couldn't afford the wood, but and then Home Depot wouldn't give me wood, but.
Why would they give it to you?
Why would they give you wood, Tom?
Well, I'm just saying for the kids, you know, like, come on, let's help out the kids, you know? I mean, I could build an airplane in 20 minutes, okay?
Wait, like a flying airplane?
Just one for your yard.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
One for your yard, you put a pinwheel on it.
Yeah.
Why did I think he was building 707s for a second there?
Because he could.
Hey, honestly, I got a freaking 8-foot, like a 7-foot out there, you know? People are like, what the hell? They're like, you put something more on your damn yard, man, we're going to call the cops.
Tom, do you have a lot of stuff in your yard?
Yes.
Yeah. Do your neighbors like all the stuff in your yard?
233 Euston, Mount Clemens.
I'll
come and see it.
No, he just
Hell yeah, people even buy the shit. Come on.
Well, that's cool.
Now,
has anyone ever called the city to say, I got this neighbor and there's too much shit in his yard?
You know what? I do have a neighbor. She is my, you know, the neighborhood watch lady. But she knows when she walks this way, she knows not to say anything. You know, because I won't tell her the way it is.
Ooh.
But, no, I had to tell the city the way it is because, I mean, like the grass was really tall next door, so I couldn't even have a party here because it was 8 inches tall, but they always just drove by and they didn't give a shit, you know, and because I always cut the front lawn and they never went to the backyard because they always thought, oh, the front yard's cut, you know, oh, you know. So I actually taped it off with yellow tape one time because I'm like, screw it, I'm not cutting this shit anymore, you know. But no, I mean, I'm pretty nice around here with the city and that, and like I said, my planes are cool as hell. You know, I got a birdhouse, the big-ass birdhouse, like,
you know, boy, Tom.
3 feet tall by 3 feet wide, you know, it ain't just your ordinary freaking birdhouse.
Can we go back to the lawn for a second?
It's way too big. Mm-hmm.
Do you think it would be good, though, to cut the lawn just to sort of stay up with the neighborhood? I mean, wouldn't that be kind of nice?
Honestly, I was in the paper for Mount Clemens for the crappy and cool house, so I don't freaking know. You tell me, it's art, man. It ain't bullcrap art. This is one of a kind, one at a time art, you know.
Let's look at the story.
My one airplane that I got painted up and shit is, it says Bob Seger on it, and on one wing it says Turn the Page, on the other side it says Jody Girl, you know, it's got all the songs, cool ass, you know, it's.
Well, do you think you're helping the value of your home with all this stuff?
I don't care. How about that?
I believe you.
If it helps my sister out and brother-in-law, God bless them.
$200.
They're like, Tom, you got to do something. What?
Now, Tom,
what?
Just... What? You got
to put that shit away because, man, the inspector's coming.
That was awesome.
I'm like, damn, I only could take like 4 airplanes down in the mail and hide them, and I got to leave up the other 6, you know?
Now, I don't want to get too personal here, but does your art enable, is that an income source for you, your art?
If I could sell it, but how am I, you
he
know?
He needs a website. He doesn't like computers.
You build houses, though, right?
Honestly, Hugh Perkins was going to help me out and give me a website, but when I told him, hey, look at you, I don't have a freaking computer, you know?
Wait.
Hell yeah.
How did Hugh Perkins enter this whole thing?
That's a great question.
Well, I'm just saying, like, that's what he said, you know, get a website for it, because I've been
damn that.
Tom,
what occasioned, hey. What occasioned for you and Huel Perkins to be in the same place at one time?
Love you.
I was on TV 10 years ago because I made a 1932 coupe snowmobile body, okay, and I was at the International Car Show, and I showed the lady that was on the tour, okay? I was with my girlfriend, okay? So here I am at the International Car Show, the new car show, but there was a 1932 coupe on one of the tours there. So I pull out my stupid-ass picture out of my pocket and said, hey, I made a 32 coupe snowmobile by, you know? And she's like, oh, my God. When I get off, you just stay here, and I'm going to give you a number to call. And I was thinking to myself,
make it happen.
Yeah, right. Okay, so my girlfriend left me, right? So I was over there.
Wait, Tom, can we pause for a second?
Damn that.
What went wrong between you and your girlfriend?
What went wrong? Because I was talking to this hot girl that asked me to just hold on, and I was thinking to myself, this girl ain't giving me no number to nobody. Well, so this girl at the tour gave me the number. She actually gave it to me, and it was an honest number to GM.
I need you so bad.
GM was going to buy it, buy my idea. But after 2 years, they did not buy it.
Oh.
So Jason Carr came to my house and put me and my mom on TV with that.
Really?
So,
no. Was your mom part of the story?
Huh?
Was your mom part of the story?
Yeah, I got videos of it and all that, you know. Yeah. I made a 1932 coupe snowmobile body. I put it on a snowmobile. Okay. Right. I had the tires on it. I had the suicide doors. I had black and white grizzly fur in it. I had a stereo system in it. I had rope lighting in it. Jason Carr, I even had a coffee can, more or less, on it with a chrome air cleaner, and Jason Carr, when he was sitting there, he's like, "Yo, hey, look at this cough, you know, cough can shaking or some shit like that." But it was awesome.
Well, did your okay? Wait, time out. Did your mom help you build the 1932 snowmobile, a coupe snowmobile body?
No, but she was just there saying, "Oh, more or less, that's my son." You know,
that's what I thought.
Proud mama.
Yeah, proud mama. Wow, so I still don't know, how did you and Huell Perkins get in the same place at the same time?
No, I talked to him on the phone about the computer. But he was the one that, you know, like I said, Jason
Carr. Did you get your daddy on the phone?
And did the interview, and Huell Perkins actually was the one who was reporting it, you know, on TV, you know.
Yeah.
I got the film of it, yeah.
He was throwing to Jason Carr, who did the story on the scene, and Huell was back in the studio, right?
Right, but so Jason, how does that get to Huell offering to help him?
Did Huell then come out of it?
I talked to Huell personally on the phone with him, and he said, not on TV or anything, no.
Okay, let me just one more question about Huell. Did you call Huell, or did Huell call you?
Oh, shit. I always call them, man. I forget. Hey, how do you think I got on Channel 4, man? I mean, because I'm pissed, man. I mean, it's hard to get through Al Johnson, okay, number one. Okay?
I swear to God.
I called him. He's the number one guy you got to talk to at Fox News. And let me tell you, okay, he's the hardest one to get to. Last month, I called there, and I was like, you know what? It's hard as hell to get to Al Johnson. He's like, you know what? You're talking to Al Johnson. I was like, oh, my God. Kick ass. Swear to God. He talked to me for a half hour. He's like, look, I would honestly send some reporters out there right now and film it, because I was at Dawson Museum, you know, going down there with my ship. And he's like, but I only have, you know, three reporters on the weekend and 15 during the week. And you just,
do you believe him?
I just can't do it that fast. But I don't give up.
Yeah, that's a little last
minute. So did you go straight to WDIV, or did you try Channel 7 before DIV?
No, I honestly called WDIV like 2 days ago, you know, at 10 o'clock in the morning, and son of a bitch, they answered, and they were more happy to hear. It was just crazy. And like, they were ready for it.
Did they say, you better have your captain's hat on or the deal's off?
Well, you know, I did have my Gilligan's hat on. But he said I couldn't see your hair or your eyes or some shit. So I was like, well, hell, how about my captain's hat?
That's a good look. I mean, you were the captain.
Tom,
you're right. I'm building on the captain.
Tom, there's significant there's a significant.
I'm the only one that fits in that ship, anyway.
Yeah, right. Okay, so as far as the captain's hat, now is that a hat that you got for actually being the actual captain of a boat, or did you just purchase it on the side somewhere?
I just bought it for the hell of it. Yeah, for the hell of it, maybe I'll use it all summer on all my crap on my jet skis and shit. I don't know.
How many things do you own? How many things with an engine do you own?
I have my two boats, my two jet skis. I had four jet skis. People are like, why in hell you need four jet skis? Why in hell you fucking care?
Tom, did you?
Why do you need a 72-inch freaking TV?
Yeah.
You know,
did you build the jet skis?
I did for my jet skis.
Tom, did you build the jet skis?
Hey, I got a paddle boat too with a motor on that damn thing too for me and my dog.
No flotilla.
He is. He's like an
the Labuda flotilla.
He's like a navy.
Yeah. Labuda armada.
Tom, all four jet skis, are they all in working order?
Hey, I'm back. I'm down to two now, but hell yeah, they do. Hell yeah, you want me to start them up for you right now?
Did the other two sink, or did you sell them? What happened to the other two?
No, I sold them. Okay. I sold them. Hey, all because you want to know why? Because the lady at the city said, hey, you got too much shit. I was like, well, I will put some rocks underneath the trailer, you know? Like, no, you need cement. I'm like, son of a bitch. So I put them in a carport. I fix up my car for it, and then I put my other ones in my shift and all that in my garage. So,
Tom, I've been desperately trying to ask, did you build the jet skis yourself?
No. Okay. They're old 1992s. Yeah.
Did you refurbish them?
Oh yeah, brand new motors.
How'd I know that?
Yeah, because all my dumbass buddies are like, "Oh, I got one for sale, man, $800. You know, $1,200, right? Okay, let me buy one. Okay, month goes by. Hey, can I buy one? Oh well, my aunt's driving it, and the kids are driving it, and all that. I'm like, screw you all. So I went and bought me 1992 for $600. Put a $1,700 motor in it, so for $2,200, I got a brand new jet ski. Yeah. And the jet ski that I bought, the 1992, only had 20 hours on it when it blew up, and it sat all that. So it was brand new with 20 hours on it and a trailer.
And it sat for 25 years?
We got to have a project for Tom.
What's that?
Tom, are you happy with the horn on your Edmund Fitzgerald?
Oh my God! I got that friction. I got the semi horn, and I got the other horn.
Because
I got
one,
an air horn and a semi horn. Yeah,
the one you tooted on Channel 4 sounded a little weak, and we thought you needed more of a.
I got a real air horn on there. It was just weak because it was on my. I don't know. It's a loud.
It's just weak. Well,
it's a semi horn, so okay. You can hear it. Let me tell you, my neighbors know.
I bet they do. I bet the neighbors do.
Tom, as far as the houseboat, you said you've got a bathroom in there, and you got all that stuff. How, do you ever go out on the water and just spend a week on the houseboat?
No, that's an 8-foot boat.
It's a tiny little dollhouse.
There's a bathroom in it.
I thought you had a houseboat too that pulls you.
No, it's a little.
That cabin cruiser pulls my ass down the road.
Okay.
Well, wait. Does he own the cabin cruiser?
Yeah.
Well, then, have you ever spent? I thought you said there's a bathroom in it and all that, though.
There is, but it's a stupid. Like I say, it's a stupid little spoiled brat now.
It's a dollhouse.
You know, it's like Barbie dolls. And, you know, I mean, I got inside this damn boat. I got freaking a refrigerator. I got a stove. I got a popcorn maker. I got people eating. It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's like a Barbie house on that goes.
It is.
On water.
Okay, I'm telling you. How big is this?
I want to know.
So it's not the size of a regular cabin cruiser.
No. Okay, sure. I desperately want to know, when is your next garage sale?
Never!
You know, I don't want to sell my stuff because I love it. But, I mean, look, I got a lot of art I want to sell. And, I mean, it's everything. I mean, between, like, Emmett Kelly's, motorcycles, semis, cars. I make tables. But my art pieces are like 2 feet wide by 18 inches tall. Look, I made one for, Jason Carr that says Fox 2 News Crew when he worked there and has a bunch of foxes on it. I made one for Ron Savage when he passed away that says Top Job. And I went around and had five fire station sign it within the day or two, of course, because I only had a day to make the damn art piece and have it signed, you know, so I kind of been around.
Tom, you said that, you know, with your art and the stuff that you build that nobody buys it. So I just wanted, do you have a day? Do you have a day job, like a straight job that you just to pay the bills?
As a builder.
I build houses. I work for Lakes Construction and back in the day and I helped build Chicken Shack's house, you know, the owner of Chicken Shack.
Oh, the owner of Chicken Shack.
And Benfetta and Woodward over there.
Wow. Yeah, I love that neighborhood.
Yes, so, exactly. So, I built his house. I worked with my buddy Eli for Gretchen Valade for 5 years, who owns Carhartt Clothing.
Oh, wow.
You know, and puts on the jazz festival and all that. So thank God for her. You know, so.
So you stay around. You stay busy.
Like I say, I'm
man about town.
You're always employed doing something.
Hey, by myself, I built the Riverfront Motel in Mount Clemens. Okay.
Wait, by yourself?
What do you mean by yourself? Everything?
Two people, three people. I built that whole damn thing by myself.
Really?
Straight up.
Wait, can you check the Google reviews for the Riverfront Hotel, Mark? Yeah, so, would you recommend would you recommend staying there, Tom?
Yeah, in the brand new part, hell yeah.
What, you just built the new part, or did you build the whole thing?
Yeah, I built a brand new, there's probably 15 rooms on the brand new room.
The Riverfront Inn?
Yeah, okay. Wellington Crescent.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Mount Clement
Inn.
It looks nice.
I built the whole brand new back part.
Let's take a look there.
I did all the work on the old part too, but I built the brand new back part.
Why don't you put your art there and display it, like, you know, in the
you know, the I would put my art somewhere, you know what I mean? But like to rent a place, I mean anywhere, you know, it's $200-$500, whatever, if you go to somewhere, you know, good. So more or less I have to give up one to two pieces of art. Crazy as hell. No way will I do that.
Oh, I see.
You know, and my art pieces are $250. They ain't no $25 art pieces, you know.
Yeah. So, well, what about like the Ann Arbor Art Fair or Arts Beats is Me, you know, in Royal Oak?
Well, Arts Beats and Eats, I would do that, and I called them, but that's $500, you know. Oh. And I was going to go in on with somebody, you know.
Maybe you could have a booth at Drew Fest Stock.
Yeah, couldn't you get a scholarship?
Scholarship
booth.
Hey, I just want to show. Hey,
Matt Riley has connections.
Kids, how to do the damn artwork? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because I call it prosaic. It's pictures, pictures, rocks, and mosaic is what it is. Hmm. So if you ever come out, I'll show you pictures. I'll send them all.
Yeah, I want to get this man a booth at Arts Beats and Eats pronto.
Hell yeah.
Tom, listen, I'm excited about this Edmund Fitzgerald. I don't know if I'll ever get to ride in it someday, but
yeah, has anybody other than
want to.
Yeah, can other people drive it or just you?
I can let you.
We're on. We are so on. Tool that thing around.
How fast will it go?
It's just a trolling motor, so, you know.
No.
It's okay.
Small trolling motor.
Did you ever take the governor off just to make it rock?
I ever spent.
Yeah, right. Take the governor off. Maybe we could put some nitrous on it.
Sounds like fun. Yeah, I've had a skier on the back.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The Edmund Fitzgerald sink like the real one.
Tom, listen, yeah. It's great to catch up with you and hear about all this excitement, and I want to see your art. I want to see all these crazy touch. Things you build.
Hey, I tell you what, you guys ship me a text number like Paula did for me, you know, because I told her that email shit don't go with me, but if you could text me some number, I'll show you my boat, my art, and all that shit.
Tom, what did Paula say when you said that email shit don't go with me?
Well, she knows, I guess, but that's why they gave me the number so I could text her the crap, you know?
Did you have a good time with Paula?
Oh, my God. I blessed her. I thanked her. God bless her. It was just awesome. She did a great job.
Yeah, she does a great job.
Did she ask to get in the boat? Did she ask to drive the boat?
No. They sent Justin, just a photographer. But within a half hour, they were like down there, you know. I drove all the way down to Detroit.
The photographer said, awesome. Get the hell down here.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, congratulations on your great work on the prototype, or whatever you want to call it, of the Edmund Fitzgerald, your tribute. And,
Thank you so much.
We'll be in touch. I want to see some pictures.
Okay, like I said, if you could just do that, I'll ship you the pictures of the boat, my art, and we'll go from there, man. Yeah. You know.
And you don't do email shit. Got it. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, bud.
Great talking
all right,
to you.
You guys have a blessed day. Thank you so much.
You too.
Sorry. All right.
Sometimes you gotta remind the hen who the rooster is.
Well, Lottie frickin' duh!
Every now and then you just get really lucky. And meet some crazy guy like Tom. Oh my God, that laugh. That is one happy guy. God, I wish whatever's going on in his brain, I want some.
You got to turn off your TV,
yeah,
my
no
man.
No TV.
Well, I know, but
he's doing all that email
no
shit.
Internet.
He doesn't need TV.
That's because he's doing his art, man.
I know, that's what I mean. He's got so much going on. He's so happy. He's always laughing.
Start doing art, Drew. Turn off your TV.
I don't know. I don't think it worked for me.
I'd love to see your art.
in a van down by the river.
I'm dying to see some pictures, though.
Yeah,
I'm serious. I want to see some pictures. I bet there's some really crazy, almost genius shit. Well, how about how about Dr. Yaldo? It's been an exciting return for the Yaldo Eye Center. So many people have taken advantage of the reopening of doctor's offices to get the life-changing eye surgeries they'd had to postpone. For the 40 and under group, custom topography guided LASIK, the most precise in the world. You'll see better than you ever could with them, with glasses, that is, and contacts, and you can throw those out and never pay for another one again. Over 45, multifocal lens replacement. We'll have you seeing small print and everything else for as long as you live. And now, get the Drew and Mike discount. Tell Dr. Yaldo, I heard it on Drew and Mike. I want $1,500 off right now. And bingo, there you go. And also remember, if you're in the area, the Yaldo Eye Center now has a third location in Rochester on Rochester Road, just north of M59. $1,500 off LASIK or multifocal implants with Dr. Yaldo. Call 800-398-EYES or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And, oh boy, Emergency Response Services Incorporated. When are people going to need them? It could be any day now. It could be winter. It could be a lot of snow, a lot of melting snow. Who knows? It could be a crazy storm. It could be damage, storm damage. Fire damage? I hope it's not fire damage. It could be mold from that that rush of water, because water, it'll get in your house. It will, somehow, some way. Water will bum you out, and water's everywhere in your home. It could be the leaky sink, the washing machine, behind your fridge, under your dishwasher. Keep an eye out for any water in your home, not just floods. And if you have a problem, and maybe it's the mold left behind, call 877-JOB-DONE for Emergency Response Services Incorporated, or go to 877jobdone.com. Emergency Response Services Incorporated. Put it on your fridge. 877 job done. Whatever it is, if it's COVID, if it's storm damage, fire damage, mold, water, they can help you out. 877 job done.
Hey, this just in.
What? Breaking
Tubin
news.
Fired.
Oh, that's right.
Tubes got fired.
Now, wait a sec.
Who got fired?
Jeffrey Tubin.
Jeffrey Tubin at the New Yorker.
Oh, only fired from the New Yorker, not from.
Well, CNN never suspended him or anything.
Yeah, they did. They suspended him.
Oh, I thought they said he was just taking a leave.
Oh, I think it was it was described in the last thing I read as a suspension.
Oh.
Why would they have him take a leave during the election? I mean, that's like his thing, isn't it?
Hold on. Why does this feel like it's all kind of a secret? Because originally when this happened, CNN said he's taking some time off. Didn't they originally?
I mean, semantics. I mean, we all know. We all know that's a suspension.
I know, but why wouldn't they say he's suspended? I mean, honestly, when people do stuff like that nowadays, nobody's shy about it. It's like, well, it wasn't any big deal, but we're going to let him take a couple days off. No, they go, he's fucking suspended because that's horrible what he did. Because
they want him back eventually?
I'm really confused about what is so important about Jeffrey Tubin that he can beat off in front of women on a Zoom call. I mean, it's not even close.
No, I know. I'm
and I'm not one of these people that is dying to have people fired. I just am trying to figure out what. I realize a lot of people have shields and they can say crazy stuff about the Holocaust or about Malcolm X or about a million different things on the internet or on their Twitter, their social media, and nobody will stop them. They can shoot their girlfriend in the feet and they can brag about it or lie about it or troll the girl and they still have a career. But most people that look like Jeffrey Tubin cannot do that. So what is so special about him?
I don't know.
I don't know, Drew. Take a look at him. Isn't he special?
They clearly just like his work and want him to eventually.
I just can't believe that face had his penis out in a Zoom call. That's amazing.
You know what? We all like Johnny Depp's work, too. Mm-hmm. But Warner Brothers was not going to be associated with that.
I know. Even though they paid him his full salary because he filmed one scene.
Isn't that amazing?
Apparently, you know, it's in his contract.
I kind of wonder.
One scene, you get your full salary.
I wonder if they're like, you know what? We need to ask you a few questions about this predicament that you have with Amber. And called him in, and he was he was like typical Johnny, where he was like all over the place, turning the volume up or down or just insane. And they're like, we should probably just, you know, get out while the getting's good. It seems like maybe he had a crazy Johnny episode when they.
You know what, though? It sounds like he's a little more together than usual, because I think Johnny Depp's taken a bit of a fall, obviously, for a variety of reasons. But the last few times, you know, he hasn't spoken a lot, but every now and then outside the courthouse, he's responded to stuff. He seems very clear-headed. He seems kind of like the old Johnny Depp.
Probably sober.
Has he danced on any cars?
When Johnny Depp is on a bender, usually you hear about it.
Yeah.
Because something crazy happens, or somebody thinks it's funny and they tell you, or he thinks it's funny and tells you, and it just seems like he's a lot of business lately. Since he got in trouble?
Yeah, it's probably true. He is probably sober. Yeah.
Yeah. But
man, he was burnt in every way that was possible. He just looked terrible for so long.
I feel like the damage is done. I was a little bit surprised that Warner would be so harsh about it. And I'm not trying to say that he didn't do something wrong. It's just that nothing changed. He had the lawsuit, and he lost the lawsuit, but that had already been discussed in a way. It had been adjudicated because he had donated $7 million to some kind of a charity for battered women, and that had happened. And so I think there was an inference that, well, obviously there was something, some kind of assault or some kind of unrest, something terribly toxic in that relationship. So the point is, if he never sued her for defamation, he would be in Fantastic Beasts, even though he did the same thing, regardless of what that suit said.
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't make sense to me. So in other words, are you saying, we don't believe the rumors, so...
Yeah, no, maybe it's hard for them to deny it when a judge looks at all this evidence and believes, you know, some of the claims.
It's kind of.
I'm sure they would rather have him in the movie than not have him.
I agree.
In the movie.
I totally agree.
Sure, they were.
Some juncture, it's a liability for them.
Well, yeah.
But do you know that
they're doing a thing where his character still exists in the movie? They're just going to replace him with a new actor, and that's the worst. Whenever you watch something and you're trying to associate the same character, but whether it's a different season or a different movie, it's a new actor. That sucks.
Yeah, that's kind of risky. But you know, with Jeffrey Toobin. I said this at the very beginning. I said, something is weird about this. There's people defending him. I mean, what he did was not defensible. But you had certain people, fairly influential in this journalistic world, who were saying things like, oh, he masturbated. Like everybody hasn't masturbated. And, you know, we're going to be all judgy about a man masturbating. It's like, no. That's not what we're talking about here. I mean, they were downplaying it. He masturbated in front of people he barely knew from the New Yorker and from this other group, and it was a mixed audience. And not only did he do that, no one who saw him said anything. Yeah. I mean, they said it happened, but there were no women saying, oh my God, I'm sitting here doing my thing, we're on a Zoom, and all of a sudden this penis comes out, and oh!
Yeah,
nobody said anything. I mean, isn't that kind of strange? I mean, usually there's plenty of people who are delighted to tell you how appalled, outraged, triggered, upset.
Well, they don't want to be the narcs.
why is Jeffrey Toobin so special? I don't get it. I mean, I think he is a great writer, but he's not.
I don't think he is that special, to tell you the truth.
So is it because he's in journalism and the whole world of journalism is not turning on him like they can on anyone else? Because they will turn on people.
Hey, they turned on Garrison Keillor.
Oh, boy, did they?
No, they'll turn on anyone if it's, you know, the right person. But are they trying to not eat one of their own? Is it that simple? Maybe it is.
Well, I'm sure that's what people believe.
Because I gotta tell you,
he did lose his job today. The New Yorker.
The New Yorker was out. I mean, at the very beginning, it appeared the New Yorker took it more seriously than CNN.
Yeah.
He was there 27 years.
And CNN passes a lot of judgment. So it seems a little odd that they would be, it's not that bad. Because, you know, CNN has people like Jake Tapper who are saying that people who have been, you know, Trump supporters should be very cautious about what they do because they might want to be employed in the future. Now, that was really weird. And I think actually he might have backed off that. But I tell you, the last few days, reading about the Trump Accountability Project. Did you guys hear about this?
No, what is it?
It's a list, almost like a blacklist, of people who have assisted Trump or been paid by Trump or worked for Trump in the administration so that, you know, we can make sure to keep track of, you know, who it is that we want to punish for their association with Trump and their complicity or their complicitness in Trump's behavior.
Isn't this pushed by GLAAD and AOC?
Yes, AOC is...
L-O-B!
AOC is... I think she announced it on her Twitter. There was some really wild tweets the other day. There was... let's see. Well, first of all, you know, this is on the same day that there was a lot of the talk of unity and, you know, we got to bring blue and red together and so on and so forth. So there was just mild, just a touch of criticism because Michelle Obama tweeted, let's remember that tens of millions of people voted for the status quo, even if it meant supporting lies, hate, chaos, and division. We've got a lot of work to do to reach out to these folks in the years ahead and connect with them on what unites us. Well, that wasn't quite as uniting as what Joe Biden said. And Hari Sivugan, I don't even know who he is, but I think he was responding to her. He said, you better believe it. We just launched the Trump Accountability Project to make sure anyone who took a paycheck to help Trump undermine America is held responsible for what they did. And he gives the address for the Trump Accountability Project, which is, I mean, it is, I don't know how you would say this is much different than a blacklist or the blacklist.
Well, more than anything, it's not going to work.
And by the way, isn't it just one person talking about this?
No, because actually he got a like and a retweet from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who says, is anyone archiving these Trump sycophants for when they try to downplay or deny their complicity in the future? I foresee decent probability of many deleted tweets, writings, photos in the future. Let's be sure to keep track of this. In other words, let's make sure we, you know, show these people the door or what have you. But it doesn't matter if people respond to this or how they respond to it. It's the idea that that we're going to make sure anyone who took a paycheck to help Trump undermine America is held responsible. What does that mean exactly? What is this list for? As in that we make sure they don't get a job? We make sure we're going to take them to court for their crimes? What does that mean?
I don't know, but they have on their website, which is it's on the glad.org/Trump. That's what the Trump Accountability Project links to when you go to it. And it has profiles of pretty much everybody who they've put together, starting with Trump and Pence, but obviously down the list. And they have a lot of different profiles. And you just got to click on one, and it goes through pretty much the things that they have done for Trump.
Why don't you read one?
Let's see. I'm trying to open it up.
How many people subscribe to this newsletter?
All right, so this is just here's Alexander Acosta's, and it just lets you know that he defended the Boy Scouts of America's use of public spaces while the organization is still discriminating against LGBT people.
More than anything, he helped Jeffrey Epstein get off, so I'm kind of on board with getting rid of that guy. So find someone that's not as terrible.
Okay, fine. Who do you want to go through? Because there's a lot of profiles. It goes through. Let's see. Obviously, Lindsey Graham.
I mean, God, the point is, I would think people. What's to say about Lindsey Graham?
But who cares? He's elected. This is just an exercise in futility. It's pointless. A lot of these people worked under other administrations anyway. So who fucking cares?
Well, it may not be pointless though if certain people feel that they should check this list before they hire someone, or if people. I mean,
Do you think? Do you think the next Republican to get in the White House will give a fuck?
No, I don't.
No, I know. So I mean, it's an exercise in futility.
But certain people control certain things, and they're not red or blue.
Jerry Falwell Jr.'s on there.
Well, once again,
it's the idea of, and this is what I mean when we're talking about, you know, people with red hats and people who. You know, have signs in their yards and things like that, and wanting to somehow hold them responsible for their views, I think that's really dangerous. And I think you're implying that, not you, but I mean, I think the implication is that, you know, these people are wrong, they're terrible, and they must be held accountable.
don't know. I've gone through, like, I've been scrolling past. There's got to be over 100 people on this list already, and I just don't know a lot of the people's names.
And I'm sure all of them on there probably think AOC would be, you know, should be held accountable to and never hold a job to. It's just, this is all political bullshit.
It's like tit for tat. I'm
not aware of any list of, you know, I just think generally our experience with lists, our history with lists, is not a good thing. And this is, I don't know, I'm really surprised that more people aren't just saying, hey, this is bullshit, knock it off.
Like McCarthy, you think this will really work like that?
I don't know. I don't think so. But I'm surprised that no one has even really said that there's anything wrong with it.
Because it's just so stupid that you don't even need to say
it. Well, since when are people afraid to point out that something is stupid and it should be stopped?
There's plenty of articles about it.
About what?
About this project.
Meaning, I mean, I have not read articles about it. I just found out it existed. And I think it's disturbing. And I would think that people would be saying, hey, fuck the Trump Accountability Project. Whether on the right or the left.
Well, here you go. New York Post. Trump administration blacklist pushed by ex-Obama spokesman is panned. Politico. AOC wants to cancel those who work for Trump. Good luck with that, they say. Fox News. AOC. Others pushing for apparent blacklist of people who worked with Trump. Wall Street Journal. Canceling Trump alumni. I mean, it's in pretty much everything.
But the idea that someone is comfortable
and everyone's pretty much laughing at it.
But the idea that someone is comfortable to start a list like this and the suggestion alone is disturbing. I mean, is anybody, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I suppose she has a shield so she can do whatever she wants. But, maybe people don't give a shit. I think it's terrible.
I don't think she has a shield. She gets attacked plenty. I'm not standing up for her.
No, but no one's going to stop her.
I certainly don't agree with a lot of the stuff she says.
Nobody's going to put her on a list and suggest that she should not be allowed to work. Or what have you. I don't even know who Hari Savugan is, but there are also a lot of tweets where people are suggesting people for the Trump Accountability Project. And I don't know. I just like, I can't even believe people think this way is the scary part. But you know, when everybody has a voice, a lot of people are going to say crazy shit. And I mean, there's a lot of calls for people to, you know, say something, you know, whether it's people want Republicans to say that Trump should give up, or, you know, and this is one of those things where I would think people would say, look, cut this shit out. This is bullshit.
Are you surprised more people in the Republican leadership aren't telling him that?
To see
Marco Rubio, a guy who got embarrassed by Trump in the debates, standing up for him today.
Well,
I was just really surprised by that.
But you have,
in Georgia, he has what stake does he have in Georgia?
I saw the poll today about 80% of Americans accept Joe Biden won the presidential election. And I kind of thought that number, I thought it'd be about that number. Yeah. And 3% say Trump was, 3% say Trump was reelected. So 3% of the country thinks he won the election.
And there's 12% that say they want to make sure, that all the votes are counted or what?
13% said the election has not been decided. 5% said they do not know.
Isn't Rubio's thing is
5%?
You gotta love those people.
Count it.
Isn't Rubio's thing Florida? He's from Florida.
Well,
it's a very strong constituency there. If he wants to keep his job, he has to be on that side.
That's kind of what I was getting at, Trudy, because there's another poll that says 70% of Republicans don't think this election was fair. So if you just cave in, hey, come on, just give it up, you know. Give your concession speech. Get it over with. Then a lot of people are going to say, because, you know, honest to God, the first day.
I know you don't care, but they did really well in the election. Republicans did.
I think they did. I think they did.
So why wouldn't the leadership say, hey, we're in way better shape than the Democrats
Because their constituency is saying they're angry about the election. So if they just capitulate, then people go, oh, fuck you!
I think they really still kind of have to keep the illusion going.
Yeah, they do.
Because
they don't care.
They're thinking about future elections and keeping their job beyond today.
I mean, this idea that they care most about the country and about everyone is such bullshit. No, they want their job. And if they start just sort of backing off and capitulating and saying that...
do you remember back in... Yeah,
run them out! Get them out!
Back in 2000, there was a lot of noise because the Clintons were very slow in helping the transition to the Bush.
What is wrong with counting...
To the Bush?
The votes.
Oh, there was noise for, you know, a week or something. And then it changed the letters on the typewriters.
Wasn't it 20 days or...
Never mind.
You mean when they changed the letter on the letters on the
No, they were very slow in allowing them access, particularly to a lot of national security stuff. And what the fuck happened 9 months later? Not that that is the end-all be-all as to why September 11th happened, but I'm sure, you know, any missed time in coordinating with the next administration is kind of a big fucking deal. And the Democrats did it, and it was wrong then, and I think it's wrong
now. Thanks a lot, Bin Laden.
I remember that, because didn't they screw the phones up or something like that, put glue on them? Or
yeah, that's what I remember
I mean, all that shit's childish. I'm just talking about the real stuff, the real transition stuff.
Well, today I saw
Joe Biden. This country used to be proud in the transfer of power.
Well, I mean, really? I mean, is anybody?
Yeah, really. They really did.
They really were. But I just don't think anyone, all of that.
So that's just where we are now?
I think it is. Countries. I mean, I would like us to be much better than that, but I don't think we are. And I don't mean we're all pieces of shit, but I just mean the people.
So much for America first. I mean, that's just
stupid. I just don't. I think the people, the politicians themselves, are so self-absorbed that I just don't think that the larger things are more important than them. I mean, you'll see instances where it was. That's and there was really the illusion for a long time, but now I just think they want their jobs.
No more politics.
They'll all have fucking jobs, though.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, I think a lot of these Republicans probably wanted to tell Trump to fuck off a million times in the last 4 years, and they didn't because they didn't want the punishment.
That I understand. That's why I guess I don't understand it now.
I'm sure a lot of them think he should move on and just knock off all this court stuff. There were 234 affidavits today that went into cases about the election. I mean, I can't imagine there's enough votes to turn it around, but like I said, 70% said they don't think the election was fair. So they're not going to mind. Most of those people are not going to mind if they try to take these things to court or whatever but you know, you got to put up or shut up. At some point, they've got to either have the goods or not have the goods. And the courts have dealt with a lot of things already.
I know, man.
So I think they'll be relatively quick about it. But I was delighted today that Joe Biden, because he could be a big dick about it, he said, don't worry, nothing is going to stop this transition team.
Wouldn't it be great if he
said, calm down, it's okay.
Wouldn't it be better if he went, hey, I could be a total big dick about this?
Yeah, it would. But you know what he said? And I really wanted to throw up. He said, well, you know, I personally think that he should do the right thing, and we've won the election, and this could be very harmful to his legacy. I'm like,
same thing.
His legacy.
Same thing Laura Ingraham said, though.
I could give a fuck about his legacy, and honestly, I'm not sure that he gives a fuck about his legacy. I don't think he thinks that far ahead. And, I hate it when people talk about...
That's a bunch of malarkey.
Legacies. I thought it was about doing the right thing.
But he is president. I mean, that's really... Don't they all?
Do you think he cares about his legacy?
I think a lot of... Yeah, I think all...
I don't know if he...
I mean, it sounds like
a threat.
You're
the kind of person that's going to be ego-driven like all presidents are. I mean, you have to have a massive ego to do that job.
I feel like putting his name on giant buildings might be the reason...
I think you would care about
your legacy. ...explanation for his legacy and how he cares.
If he just really cared about his legacy, I think he would have already gone up and said the right thing and said all the right things that, the country's more important than me, and I think Joe's won this thing, and it'd be best to move on. I want to do the best thing for the country. But if he really cared about his legacy, he would have already said that, in my opinion.
I think he has to continue, you know, his sort of cult of personality where he looks like the person who will fight everything.
That's right.
Right?
Well, he does.
Got to win.
Yeah, except when, you know, I just think there's
ultimately, maybe he knows that he's not going to.
Very small chance. I think the path is very narrow, as they like to say on TV.
True, maybe it is, but I still think he feels like he needs to make it look or, you know, look like he's going down fighting.
It was a close election. I mean,
to the people who support him, he's putting on his reality
I don't think the people who support him would have. been upset if he had said, hey, we fought a great fight. You can believe it was this close?
Yeah.
And I was supposed to get my ass handed to me here, there, here, there, here, there.
Votes, yeah.
I think his people would have perfectly well supported him. And
breaking news, they just called Alaska for Trump. I'm not joking. Slow the fuck down, Alaska.
What's that, four electoral votes?
Yeah, but still, why did it take Alaska that long?
A lot of these things.
Far away.
You know, when I read the 70%.
They're not delivering them on Tom's boat.
Dog sled.
When I saw 70% of Republicans don't think the election was fair, I wasn't surprised, really, because it has been weird. Like, why is Alaska calling it right now? That seems insane to me. I mean, how many.
That makes it not fair? I guess that's a pretty weird
question.
No,
it makes people suspicious.
People are, what's going on?
People
are always going to be suspicious.
I've never even been up there.
People are suspicious anyway. And then,
it's amazing these Democrats that can't run a country managed to pull off the most unbelievable stealing of an election. I really believe that that anybody can coordinate that. It blows my mind.
Personally, no.
Either side. Same thing when it happened back in 2000.
Not really, but I understand it. I really do. Only because...
Well, yeah, you're mad your guy didn't win. I get it.
Yeah, but
I do understand.
I don't think they're just mad, though. I think, you know, and it was a revelation to me when I first heard this, you know, this, the media doesn't cite elections. I thought, I said it earlier, that I just thought, why, I'm not sure why people are saying it, but I thought, oh, well, people hate the media. They don't trust the media, and they really don't trust the media when it comes to Trump because, you know, he's supposed to lose by 10 points. He's supposed to lose Wisconsin by 11 points. ABC and WAPO said 17 points. And, you know, a lot of people feel like he got kind of fucked.
But they interpret the data. I mean, the data, the votes are the votes.
You are fake news.
Yeah, the votes are the votes. But a lot of people felt that the polling, that it hurt. And that a lot of people feel very conspiratorial about that. That these polling people are doing a shitty job and they don't care if they hurt Trump, and the media just follows up and reads it like it's gospel, and it turns out for the second election in a row, it ain't. So it looks bad. You know, for somebody who's a fan, and certainly if you're Trump, you'd be pissed. But, and it's not just that, too. I mean, there's so many things about the media that people were sick about, whether it was, you know, all this defending Hunter Biden and Russian disinformation and Russia going back to 2016. Russia, you know, helped Trump win. And so, I mean, people just they don't like the media. They don't believe the media. And so
unless it's the one they watch.
Well, there's only for people who are angry about Trump. Fox News is the only thing. I mean, there's MSNBC, CNN, ABC, NBC.
You have Newsmax and you have America's. What's the other one? AOL?
Nobody watches them. The New York Times, the New York Times and Washington Post. Everyone seems to suggest that those are the newspapers of record. You got the Wall Street Journal, I guess. But
I just don't think there's any lack of media on the other side, on the right or on the
left. Well, I can show you a lot of people who will disagree with you. But you know, it is what it is. I feel like I understand everyone. I understand why the left is impatient, but I understand why the right is, you know, pissed or feels kind of cheated. And I don't know. It's just, I wish everyone could just chill out, take a breath, and let a few days pass. No, I know. Exactly. Let a few days pass, and all this stuff will work its way through the courts, and it'll, you know, if there's something there, I do believe they'll find it. I mean, that's just my personal opinion. But and then again, if it doesn't get in front of a red judge or a blue judge, it's like yesterday when they were talking about, you know, these prosecutors are Trump-appointed prosecutors, and because they're suggesting that the case is going to go a certain way because they're Trump-appointed prosecutors. And I'm like, wow, I mean, nothing, everything's red or blue. And so the facts of the matter don't seem to even matter. You get Trump judges or you get blue judges. Anyway, I'm going to grab some coffee. How far in are we? I have no idea.
145.
We should hear about Dr. Roche for sure, right?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Trudy, why isn't that not? Hold on a second.
I didn't move it forward, that's why.
Oh, okay.
Because Dr. Roche is back in black. It's Black Friday all November long. It's huge. And so are the specials. Evolve Special Body Sculpting Packages. multiple treatments, $2,500 value. Actually, it's $5,800 value. It's $2,500 now. You can tighten.
Go Black!
Exactly. Saggy skin and tone musculature underneath and really reshape your body. Give it the treatment that you've always wanted. Make yourself look like you've always wanted in the mirror and on the Zoom calls and on Instagram. And breast augmentation, $500 off in the month of November. Diva Vaginal Therapy, 3 treatments for afterbirth incontinence. It's not all about sex, but it does help the sexual experience as well. And free G-Shot, $1,200. Dr. Roche, all procedures to sculpt, boost, and improve your body. And remember, gift cards. It's a great thing, too. Let somebody that you love decide what they want to change about themselves. Call 248-338-1110 for a teleconsultation. Or go to droche.com where you can see all the procedures in advance. See what you think you need in the future.
Can you donate a penis to a person who's transitioning? Could a white transitioner get a black penis?
Maybe. A lot can be done with stem cells these days, I hear. Grow a new penis, a totally new penis.
Really?
I think we're a few years
away. Start over.
We're a few years away from that, but I think it's going to happen.
I don't know if that's a good thing, everyone growing a new penis.
Why?
Because we're all going to try to grow the largest ones we can.
You know what, though? Some doctor was explaining to me the other day that if you put like a stem cell in amongst other cells, it grows what the other cells tell it to grow. Yeah. So it would grow virtually the same penis, wouldn't it?
Hmm.
The same size. Because it would,
This guy's wiener is, huge, right?
I have no idea.
Those kids' dicks are bigger than them sausages.
Look, they're not going to do it unless they can make it bigger, Trudy.
Look, it's science, okay, Mark?
Oh, Brandon's going to fart again.
Oh, boy. There's big Jason Momoa news. I don't know what you saw today.
But what is it? There's no such thing as big Jason Momoa news.
I saw him in a big pink murdered suit, someone. That's all.
You saw him where?
The only thing I saw recently on Momoa is that he's wearing pink and he's not ashamed of it.
But. Right. He's in Style magazine. And so that's one of the, the fashion aspects of the article that they did with him. They did a big interview with him, too, about how he almost starved after being killed off on Game of Thrones. And he couldn't get another job because he said nobody thought he could speak English. They thought he was Dothraki.
Yeah, right.
I don't believe that. Come on. That dude's like 6'8". He's all ripped. He's handsome. He just gets he's in Game of Thrones and he's also starving.
I think he's also very sensitive.
He's very sensitive because
I like him. I just feel like he's really
his good. Comment was kind of funny because
I wish you weren't a liar.
Because I was really bummed out. It hurt really bad when people wouldn't call him.
Oh my God, this one is so sensitive.
But the thing I've noticed about him is that men are so catty about Jason Momoa. It's
really? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, every time
are we catty?
I mention
first off, men aren't ever catty, but what?
Every time I mention him, it's always something like, "Oh well, like what you two said."
What did I say?
I said,
"I mean, he is sensitive. That's just a fact."
Every time I say something about him around Zeus, too, Zeus like. He looks dirty. I was like, what? What are you talking about?
He's got the most perfect dick I've ever seen.
He looks like he smells.
He's peaching
out.
You
like what you see, huh?
I mean, he's married to Lisa Bonet, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and that was always weird to me. I figured he's going to dump her soon for a younger hot model.
They do not look like this.
I think they both need to shower.
No.
I'm just saying. You don't think they both need to shower?
I think you're just catty. That's
I think it's the long hair. I don't know why.
It is. But it's like,
facial. I like him, too. That's crazy.
I mean, there's only an 11-year age gap there.
That's not bad, 11.
But he's still on the rise. I mean, he's Aquaman. He's coming out with all these different movies.
He's in Dune.
He's in Dune, which is huge.
That was the other thing. I thought he was cute because he was so humble about the other people who are on Dune.
I think you were a little biased with your analysis of Jason Momoa.
Whoever his friends are in this neighborhood hears that and invites me for the next cocktail party.
I'm just bitter that he's in this neighborhood and we don't know where. Just angry about it.
But I mean, he's going to be in the Dawn of Justice or whatever it's called, the Justice League movies.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this guy is a major Hollywood star. Meanwhile, I haven't seen Lisa Bonet in anything since Enemy of the State in 1998. That was a good movie.
Mm.
It was a good flick.
I loved that movie.
But I mean, I figured All right, they got married in 2017. Maybe that was like when he was starving and he's like, I'm so hungry. And she was like, I got some food in my refrigerator. They hooked up. He got Unfair. Even bigger. I think it's only a matter of time before he walks away from that relationship.
What? Personally.
Oh, my God.
I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But
starts dating Zoe Kravitz?
Yes. No, he's going to start dating
his stepdaughter.
Oh, well, yeah, but they're not related.
Well, they hang out a lot.
So ridiculous.
You would not break up with Lenny. They're best buds.
Are they really?
Yeah, they are. They're just like...
How come chicks are into this dude anyway?
Lenny looks like he smells.
I know you think that it's absolutely ridiculous.
I don't know. I've never smelled
him. I would love to smell him then.
Yeah.
I submit that I will be the... I'll test it.
You know,
so catty.
You know the murder of Egypt Covington that we've talked about? Let the second person that they arrested, they let that person go.
Oh, that's right.
That was just announced, I think, yesterday. So
wait, let him go?
I think he was released. No, I don't even think he was arraigned. I think they just let him go. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. But we had a guy email, and I won't even give out his name, with some irresponsible speculation, because we can't figure out, like, how does this person know this girl enough, because they believe the murderer knew her. Uh-huh. And he said, just want to throw out some theories that all of us in an industry that she worked in and that knew her have thought of how she met her killer. So I guess he kind of knows her. She was a beer rep and went from bars and restaurants to chain stores to liquor stores all over, all day, every day.
Oh, wow.
A lot of us has always thought that maybe someone who was a bar regular became obsessed with her and she turned them down. And that might be the scenario. Oh. If it wasn't someone that close to her, we've always speculated this could be the case, since those beer events can go late into the
night. Great sleuth.
Maybe, unfortunately, she was followed home.
Oh,
obviously, this is all speculation, but it's an angle that could be true. I pretty interesting theory. I think that case is just so mystifying.
Yeah. And so is this the Toledo guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
but like you said, if she's Belleville's not that far from Toledo.
Oh, true.
Down 23 or 275. But, you know, I anything's possible. It's just a weird story. Another email came in. It's from Lindsay. Remember the Yelp story?
Yeah.
About how soft everybody is that works at Yelp?
Yes.
She said, this is somewhat related. I help new agents, real estate agents on our team in brokerage. I've had more than a handful, all in their 20s, complain about working a 4-hour open house and not getting a $10,000 commission. Anytime they get rejected, a lead goes with another agent, or they put in time only to have a deal fall through, they lose their minds. It's so frustrating. I've never seen anyone give up so easily. They're also constantly jumping brokerage or teams because they've been given enough or aren't getting rewards.
Oh, boy.
Mind you, they think nothing of the term of, hey, you got to pay your dues.
Really?
And then she adds, lastly, Wicked Game is hot in my top 10 songs. If a guy puts it on, they're easily getting to second base with me.
What?
I don't know. It's just we were talking about that Chris Isaak song.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bentley texted me about it, too, about how much he loves it.
Yeah. Right. We missed the and, you know, we did. Yelp just got brought up at the end, at the 3-hour mark a couple shows ago. We did play the Yelper special song. But
oh, my God. I've never laughed that hard.
I do want to remind a couple people that we should have played this right in the middle of our Yelp segment the other day.
All right, we got a Yelper. Give it that special attention. You got it. So you're one of Yelper's special blessed. You demand a restaurant's very best. Well, they're gonna treat you special. I'm telling you, chum. Now get yourself ready for some boogers and cum. That's called the Yelper Special. Say, what's that on your pretzel? Your online critiques are real useful to some. Now have a good time eating boogers and cum. Someone farted on your salad, but your decor critiques are valid. You think you're special like you're A1. Well, there's a whole lot of special in boogers and cum. How about some feces with your flounder? You like that creepy quarter pounder? What's that spice that feels tangy on my tongue? Oh, that's a yuzu pepper along with some boogers and cum. Being a food critic's easy. Oh, you feeling a little queasy? Do you need a diagnosis? Well, the doctor's got one.
Your stomach seems to be filled with boogers and cum. Piss in your potatoes. Some guy shit on your tomatoes. All right, fancy food critic, looks like you've won. Now please enjoy all the boogers. Boogers. And
oh my God, they have the best musicals.
Yeah. Whose selection is that?
South Park.
South Park.
Yeah.
What's that from?
The Yelp South edition.
Park. Yeah.
When everybody was in Yelp and
everyone became a Yelper. Everyone.
Yeah. You know, they had that season special.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pandemic special.
What's next? Do they have that episode since?
No.
It's going to be exciting, guys, because, you know, with Donald Trump losing the election, that means Mr. Garrison's going to be coming
down.
Back.
Wow, right. Really? Yeah, that's true.
I love how they handled it.
But I don't know. I thought that they were going to have, you know, when this election special came out, that was the start of the new season, but that's just not the case. I don't know when they resume.
That was bizarre. Did everyone like that episode? Because I heard from people that didn't like it that much.
Really? Like, what do they not like about it?
I don't know. I had no idea. I thought it was perfect.
It hit everything. It made fun of every single thing.
I just couldn't. I can't.
Dealt with in the last 9 months. I don't know what you wouldn't like about it.
Honestly, when it comes to South Park, if you're still with South Park, I can't imagine how almost any episode you would not like.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, if you're easily offended, you've been weeded out so long ago. Well, let's see. Entertainment. So talking about South Park, there's a whole lot of stuff today, and it was pretty good, really. For example, this book by Cassie David, Larry David's daughter.
Yeah. The interview annoyed me.
I didn't read the whole interview, but I read sort of a summary, and the only reason I ever knew of this person is because she's Larry David's daughter. And by the way, do you think she's really pretty?
Yeah, I think she's cute.
Yeah,
I think she's good looking. You don't like her?
I thought she was going to be better looking. I don't know why.
Why? Because you think Larry's attractive?
No, I just, because...
I mean, her mom's not Cheryl Hines.
Pete Davidson's dating all these monster hot chicks, and I just didn't think she stacked up to his...
Well, she was first, though. I mean, he was nobody, right, when she was dating
him? I don't know. They were were together until May of 18. He was on SNL. But anyway, the story was just... It was just so typical of... Someone who would be with Pete Davidson. I'll just put it that way. He dumped her in May of 2018. And I guess a lot of the book is about that, which could be kind of amusing.
You wrote a book about being dumped? Good God.
It struck me as the main. It was just about all anybody was writing about. And shortly, I mean really shortly after he dumped her via text, he was madly in love with Ariana Grande. And they were everywhere. Everywhere in the media. And they were engaged in no time. So, I mean, that was a real slap in the face.
Well, how long had they been together?
Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson?
No, Pete and Cassie.
Oh, a couple, 2.5 years, I think.
Breaking up with somebody over text after being with them for 2.5 years.
I know, it's incredible.
You're a dick.
I think he met Ariana Grande and just was like, I'm out. I'm in, I'm out. So, the book's called No One Asked This.
No one asked for this, and I think it's a bunch of essays.
Yeah.
Like comedic essays.
So she said that she...
Is she funny?
...felt she was always struggling to convince him that she loved him, and but she feared breaking up. I mean, she's naturally very confused about this relationship, but she feared breaking up, she said, because he frequently would threaten self-harm and suicide over very trivial things. You know, like... it could be, she didn't give any examples, but I just assumed it was, you know, your garden variety arguments, and he's threatening to kill himself or self-harm. So, I mean, that doesn't sound like a chick. I think guys threaten self-harm.
He has a lot of estrogen.
Do guys threaten self-harm? I mean, I've heard,
I've
never heard someone threaten self-harm unless it was a female in the kind of stuff I read. But
I don't think that's, I don't think that indicates a specific gender or age. I think there's always going to be people who don't want to see somebody go, and if you leave, I'm going to kill myself.
Well, yeah,
that used to be back in my day, we would just bury it really deep inside ourselves.
Suicide's a common threat. I don't think that's gender specific, but so
check your misogyny.
She talked to him about ending things, shortly before they broke up. And then she said a couple days later, she talked with him and decided it was a mistake. And she said he was the happiest she had ever seen him when they decided to put it back together. And then 2 days later, he dumped her on a text message.
Well, no wonder he was so happy. He was probably already piling into Ariana Grande.
And she said the day after the text message, he was with Ariana Grande.
Well, I got news for you, honey. He was with her before then.
Then she said that she was so upset that her father had to hold her while she shook in his arms. They were supposed to fly to her sister's graduation. And, of course, you know, oh, I can't go. I'm so upset. And she cried the whole way there. She locked herself in the bathroom and cried and sucked on her vape pens, or her weed pens. And then she said she woke up.
I wish I had a father.
I assume the next day is the day of the graduation. She woke up in the hotel screaming in agony. I've never heard of anyone waking up screaming in agony.
Emotionally?
Yeah, out of pain from the breakup.
Not actual physical pain?
A big part of the article, I think it's in the LA Times, is about like her anxiety problems and her kind of her mental issues,
mm-hmm.
which she likens to, she says it's very similar to her and her dad would have a contest to see who's crazier.
Huh.
And he claims he won because he can't even smoke weed, is what he said.
He freaks out?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But the, you know, this,
she's
this,
very self-conscious. I don't know. It was a weird article.
Waking up screaming in agony. That's so weird. But anyway, so this starts all over again the next day, and they're going to the sister's graduation. She said, Larry finally said to her, you know, your ancestors survived the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Oh, good point.
God,
he's
great.
Yeah.
Isn't he great?
Well, it's the kind of advice I think a lot of people could use at times, that sort of advice.
I may be a little actual real physical danger and fear about real things might help put things in perspective for someone.
Yeah, like today.
Wow.
Doing
I had heard about the Holocaust, but I never believed it till right now.
Like today, Charlotte was crabbing because she didn't have new kitten mittens like Annie did. And she was being a total punk about it. And then they went on a bike ride. And there's a little bike accident, and Annie got hurt.
Oh.
The point was that, see, you're crabbing about that.
Yeah, she thinks Annie's got everything so easy, and then look, she gets hurt in a bike
Annie's
accident.
Annie's fine. She's bit down her lip, but I FaceTimed him, and Annie goes, I got hurt. It was Mom's fault.
Narc.
Damn right.
Wow. Oh, those two are the best and the worst.
She narked out. She narked out Julie. Yeah. Did Julie agree?
Not entirely. It was an accident by the definition of accident.
What are kitten mittens, by the way?
Mittens with cats on it. Aww. Not like kitten mittens from Sunny in Philadelphia, which really? Are mittens you put on cats because they're too loud.
I just wondered.
Oh, Brandon's pulling up the kitten mittens bit.
I kind of love that bit.
Man, the internet doesn't work. So.
Yeah, that's weird. That was going to be so timely, too.
Just a spinning circle.
Damn it.
Oh, won't play?
Wow. Jesus Christ.
Thanks for trying to distract us.
I don't even notice anymore.
I know. It's almost like it's because it happens so much, you only notice it when it doesn't happen.
Hey, so the Cardi B story about appropriating.
Oh, God. You know, I got to tell you.
What did she appropriate?
Cardi B, I think somebody in her circle should say, Cardi, stop apologizing for stuff. How many things has she apologized for lately? She's constantly apologizing.
Yeah.
I thought she always just moved on.
No, she does. She does, but she apologizes. And I feel like, you know, when someone is always apologizing, that people, these people who are calling her out all the time, she's shooting something for a magazine. And they said, hey, what do you think about paying homage to Durga, the Hindu goddess? Her symbols represented strength and protection. And Cardi said, you know, well, it sounded really cool.
But apparently she's supposed to go, I don't know, let me do some research and see.
I think this is insensitive and disrespectful, and
prove that of the Hindu god. And
so
it would be more like, let me do some research!
Yeah. Wait, why aren't these people that are mad at her, which I assume is all Twitter, why aren't they mad on the person that suggested it for the photos?
Well, exactly! Yeah.
You know, it's like Jimmy Fallon.
I think
Fallon,
she was set up.
Jimmy, yeah. When Jimmy Fallon wore blackface in that SNL skit, it's like, wait a second, Lorne Michaels is the editor of the show.
Yeah.
If it was such a problem, he didn't just put on blackface and run out there. I mean, that's what they made it sound like.
Right.
And I also thought that Chris Rock kind of threw him under the bus, too, because Chris Rock, like 2 weeks later, comes out and says, I didn't have any problem with it. I thought it was funny. But he didn't say anything at the time. Mm. So anyway, Cardi B said she thought it was dope. If people think I'm offending their culture, their religion, I'm really sorry. That wasn't my intent at all. I can't. And then she wrote, I can't change the past. P-A-S-S-E-D.
Yeah, we know what she meant.
But I'm going to do more research in the future.
Oh, good, because we all need to do more research.
Just stop apologizing. She intended nothing. I mean, isn't intent, doesn't that mean anything anymore?
I'm scared.
Unfortunately, no, it doesn't.
Why isn't it a tribute that, rather than being taken as an insult?
I've never understood that, because it seems to me everything's an insult, nothing is a tribute anymore. Because I thought, you know, and the guy that I remember who tried to say that, and actually, I think he was sincere. when Virginia, all those blackface things were coming out, Ralph Northam and the third in command, and then there was a, I don't know, it was chief of staff or
attorney
somebody,
general in Virginia.
The guy that dressed up as Curtis Blow for Halloween.
Yeah.
He was a big Curtis Blow fan. It was 1980. He was a sophomore. He was like 19 years old. And he said, I love Curtis Blow. I was trying to do a tribute to Curtis Blow. I had no intention of, you know, hurting anyone. And then, you know, of course, 39 years later, people are all hurt by it.
39?
Blow! I mean, how fucking ridiculous is that?
Sure, everyone else has problems, but does anyone ever ask the whites how they're doing?
and Geezer Butler piled on Cardi B, too, because someone... The children of one of Black Sabbath's other members were listening to her WAP song, and he was offended. This is Geezer Butler
was offended.
Geezer Butler, who was in Black Sabbath, and they were accused of being devil worshippers in his day, and he didn't think that was fair. But this is okay. Pile on WAP.
It's kind of strange.
Whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house.
Do you have the rest of the song?
Oh, yeah. No, I can do the whole thing. I got to find it, though. Actually, I kind of prefer this version, though.
Yeah, 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 you fucking with some wet-ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet-ass pussy. Give me everything you got for this wet-ass pussy. Beat it up. Catch a charge. Extra large. And extra hard. Put this pussy right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I want to ride.
Hop on top, I want to ride. I do
a
kegel while it's inside.
While it's inside. Spit in my mouth.
God, he's the best.
Wow, great interpretation.
I don't... The funny thing to me about WAP is that it was immediately number one.
Yeah.
Just immediately number one.
Yeah.
And I don't know that...
wet ass P word.
You know, what was the song that was so big for her? Was it Bodak?
Bodak Yellow?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I swear, I probably heard that song because you don't have any choice when something is that big. Yeah. It'll just turn up here, there, and everywhere. And every time I heard it, I just thought, I can't believe that people want to keep hearing this song. I just don't like the sound of it. Her voice I can now appreciate because she's so unique.
Okay, boomer.
Jesus Christ. Oh, you liked it? Does anyone like this song?
Spread the word. Don't spread the germs, bitch.
I don't mind it. I like money a little
bit. I mean, would you play it? Would you go, God, I got to hear Bodak Yellow?
I have, but it's not like
really?
A rotation. Yeah, you know what I did?
Really, like, of all the songs that you could have chose, you chose to hear this song?
I'll tell you why. I played it because they used it, and they used it very creatively in Lovecraft Country.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that scene, Trudy? Which is probably the fucking wildest scene of that whole series.
Yeah.
And so it kind of made me want to hear the whole song for whatever reason.
We'll play it.
Not because I was enjoying it. I think it's more out of curiosity.
That means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss to a worker, bitch. I make bloody moves. Now she say she gonna do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at. You know where I be. You in the club just to party. I'm there. I get paid to be. I be in and out them banks so much. I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't give
give a fuck about who in front of me. Drop two mixtapes in 6 months. What bitch working as hard as me? I don't bother with these hoes. Don't let these hoes bother me. They see pictures, they say ghosts. Bitch, I'm who they trying to be. Look, I might just chill in some babe. I might just chill with your boo. I might just chill on your babe. My pussy feel like a lake. He wanna swim with his face. I'm like, okay.
Do you like this song?
It is Trudy.
Are you a fan?
I don't hate
you
it.
You do like it.
No, I don't know. I mean,
well, don't lie and say you don't like it if you like it.
Sometimes I just like listen to a stream on YouTube Music and it'll just play the next thing and it's kind of like, oh.
I just don't like the music. I don't mind her.
But I think it's more the lyrics, you know, like what she's saying, and some of it's pretty.
I always thought people cared about the music. I guess that's crazy. I mean, now it seems like it's more about personality. Like, if you like the person, you'll like the song. Which is, I mean, because my favorite people, either songs I just don't like. I just don't like the way they sound. But, Brandon, are you a fan of Yellow Bodak? Bodak Yellow?
Not really. I don't know. I guess that's not the genre of music.
It sounds like
that
everyone likes the song but me.
Brandon doesn't like it.
But you know, I do like her as a person. I like she's
no, I do,
grown.
I
on
do
me.
Too. I agree.
You hit the nail on the head there. She really has grown on me. And music has grown on me too.
I can't get her music to grow on me, unfortunately. But I do like her. I absolutely do. But there's other. I mean, there's people from my wheelhouse who I think are cool people, but I never like their music.
Like who?
Let's see. I can dig into. Let me pick a year.
David Gilmour.
I like David Gilmour. But they're Pink Floyd songs I don't like. What's that? Time. It's not my favorite song.
No?
Leave Those Kids Alone, I got sick of. Another Brick in the Wall. I used to like it. I really liked it a lot, and I just got sick of it. Let's see. Okay. Artists. Let's go 1980s artists. I'll find somebody.
Is it because of this?
Yes, I always hated this.
Well, we played it. It's, you know, that's the thing about radio is you play the same five tracks over and you get sick of them.
Oh, by the way, it's not walk-on music, but I played for my intro music. It's Day by David Bowie.
Oh,
God, that is...
Isn't that a great song?
Longest
it's
intro.
A great intro.
You can talk forever
yeah,
over
you
it.
Can. You can talk forever. you know who I was not a big fan of, but I do like both of them, is Eurythmics. There's a couple songs I like of Annie Lennox because she's such a great singer, but I really didn't like their music.
You liked Here Comes the Rain.
No, I did not. Again. I did not like that song.
What?
Because it's about weather.
it sucks.
Def Leppard. I never really liked Def Leppard's
what?
Music.
Sucks.
I just don't.
Are you serious?
It just doesn't appeal to me.
Def Leppard sucks!
But I think those guys are they seem like really good guys, and I've read about them. I think their story's cool.
But Love Bites, man.
I know a band that's kind of recent that you don't like, or at least you don't praise as much that they should be, and that would be Steel Panther. They are on the cusp of the heavy metal.
What was that?
Steel Panther has been the best rock band of probably the last 10 years, if you ask me personally.
My only problem with them is that they're all... It's like a comedy band. It'd be like loving Tenacious D, which Tenacious D had really good.
Well, Tenacious D had some good
chops, but
Steel Panther, it's not like they're a cover band or anything. Sure, they look like they're a little 80s down or whatever, but if you take a listen to the music, they have some of the best. Like, Satchel's one of the best guitarists out there right now, bar none. But no one gives them the proper credit because they are kind of seen as a comedic act.
That's what I mean.
That's what I always think of them as, like, they're like Weird Al Yankovic, but they're different.
that's one of Brandon's other favorite acts is Weird Al.
Okay, here's one. Rush. I watched the documentary, and I love the documentary. I thought those guys were, especially Alex.
Well,
and
prepare to be Rushified.
Alex Lifeson and Getty, I like them both. Getty I
Lee?
Think they're fantastic guys.
What about
I
Neil?
Love their story. Neil Peart. I didn't like him as much, but their music has grown on me a little bit. There's a few songs there I do like, and I appreciate them. But I just, it's just not for me.
Drew, we could not hang.
God,
man.
There is no fucking drummer better than Neil Peart.
Damn.
That's a lot of sound for three dudes.
Yeah, that's a wall of sound.
Canadians.
I'm starting to think I like three pieces more than four pieces. I don't know why.
You want to get some Neil Peart all up in you?
It's a very recent phenomenon. Ozzy's a great example. I'm not a huge Black Sabbath fan, but I love Ozzy.
What?
I'm sorry. I'm not a real heavy, rock fan. There's songs by Ozzy I like, but I'm just not. It's not my wheelhouse.
You have to have harmonies.
I do like harmony.
Love harmony.
Oh, that's true. He does.
And I like jangly guitars.
Yeah.
I like power pop.
I was watching a Rick Beato video today.
Oh, boy.
The top 10 most underrated guitar solos.
Underrated guitar? That's weird. How do you underrate a guitar solo?
Well, so they're not really solos, is more as like the most underrated guitar parts of a song.
Oh, so it's misrepresented.
Well, full admission, yeah. I only watched like four of the songs.
Well, what was name a couple of them and I can maybe consider. I'm
drawing a total blank on them.
Underrated.
I'm drawing a total blank on what they were. But the main thing that made me laugh was he was talking about what a great guitarist his younger brother is, too.
Oh, Jesus.
Is he plugging his brother?
Well, I'm sure he'll bring him in one of these days when he needs him.
Let me pull it up. There's some really funny stuff. There was a Stone song on there. There was a McCartney song on there.
Underrated guitar.
I'm totally blanking on it.
Now I want to hear it.
I'm going to pull it up for you.
Oh, by the way, real quick, while Mark's looking,
bring up the song.
AC/DC dropped another single, and Friday Power Up comes out, and the Foo Fighters have a new album coming out.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Okay. And Nandy.
Oh, yes. God. She talked. She's annoying. I'm like bummed out for Dave Grohl. Dave Grohl talked to her again.
You think he didn't want to? He's being forced?
I think there's a little pressure there for some reason. I don't know why.
She tweets at him like every hour.
I found the conversation annoying. And it's like when she opens her mouth, first of all, she has a piercing voice. She's Jazzerzabian. She has a Jazzerzabian voice.
Xenophobic.
Mark, are you saying that he's probably going to have a restraining order against Nandy in the next 10 years?
I'm about to file it for him. You're not going to believe this. That Rick Beato video will not play. It must have been pulled down.
I couldn't get it to play either, Mark.
Ooh.
What?
Oh, Beato got...
It's been pulled today?
Beato got flagged.
It is one of the showiest show-off videos he's ever had.
See, when I open it up...
I get the same thing. Playback here.
Underrated
sort.
Guitar parts?
Guitar solos is what he said. You know what though, Brandon? I can't get anything to pull up from
you know
Beato's
what? I was going to say, is YouTube down?
Has he been booted?
I think it's a YouTube thing.
Beato.
Or it's
just top 10. It's not top 20.
It's a Drew's House thing.
It's not a top 20, Mark?
No, I can't get it at my home either.
You can't? Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, and I can't.
I think
either.
YouTube is down.
Yeah.
YouTube.
Definitely.
What?
Is it downrightnow.com?
It's impossible.
Yeah.
No, it's possible.
It's probably a coordinated
attack. Hey, I pay money for YouTube. I don't care. Can't go down.
Is it
YouTube
down?
Is down worldwide currently.
What? Wait, is YouTube TV down? That would be horrific.
Well, that's a freak out.
I know, Drew.
What do I do when I go home?
I know. I have to watch Netflix in a while.
Oh, no.
There's some breaking news. I just opened up Twitter. You want to hear some breaking news?
Okay.
I just finished the 27th volume of Name Poop Songs. Three more volumes and my song total will surpass 21,000.
Matt!
Then I'm taking a break from Name Poop Songs. That's from Matt Farley.
What's the new one then?
Excellent, excellent Name Poop Songs.
Wait.
No one finds this as funny as I do.
Wait, excellent Name Poop Songs? So
excellent, excellent Name Poop Songs. I don't know what's on there. That's what he put on there.
Oh, really? It's a tease then, huh?
I don't know. He's got over 21,000 songs now. And he's got 30 volumes of poop song names.
Why does he keep threatening to quit? To make us want him more.
I don't know.
He's overworked. Because I really think that he was just getting flooded with personalized, which is good, personalized songs, to the point where he just couldn't do it anymore. He wanted to take a break from it. If he's making great money, he's not going to just stop. I think he's burnt.
I think you're right.
Huh.
Well, then how does he make a living?
He's probably got a...
Well, that wife of his.
He's well, he does have his YouTube income. I mean, I suppose that's pretty steady.
It's down.
Oh yeah, that's right. He can't make a penny right now.
Think of all those, all that money that these influencers are losing right now.
Ah! Okay, I know I've said this before, but I'll just say it again. I'm so done with Britney Spears and her problems. I'm so sick of it. It's like she really, truly, truly wants to make her problems our problems by saying, you know, I'm never going to perform again as long as my dad controls my life.
Yeah,
that's what she said today in so many words. Now, why? I don't understand. So what, are we supposed to make her dad do something?
I guess.
Because, you know, the Britney Army or whatever they are, they're enraged. I mean, they're going psycho today at Jamie. They want to kill Jamie Spears, of course.
Yeah.
And they want to free Britney. Britney Spears has the best lawyers, the most expensive lawyers. And there is no, Britney Spears is not being held against her will. No one is doing anything to Britney Spears. She has all the resources in the world. She simply cannot function like a normal person.
Wow.
I mean,
that's true.
We know that. It's not a secret.
Too much energy involved in trying to figure out what's wrong with Britney.
I know, and no one should use 1 ounce of energy for it. She's just throwing a little... It's like a brat attack or something, you know, all the time. Because she joined the Free Britney movement like, yeah, I do need your help being free. And no, you don't. You have really expensive lawyers. She has big shot lawyers who are fighting on her behalf. She's not really fighting anything. It's the court keeps basically saying, you can't really control your life. I mean, you're so pathetic that the court cannot, in good conscience, just turn you loose.
Can't they just say, "All right, Britney, you're gonna be free for a month, and then we'll reevaluate and just see what kind of crazy bender she goes on."
Yeah, that'd be fun. News wise,
we'd all win.
I can't help saying that. I don't understand it. It was explained to me, and I do. But I mean, there's a big part of me that says, "Hey, if you know she has $50 million." And we turn her loose for a week and she's going to lose all of it or blow all of it, then, well, she's an adult. She can do that, right?
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is that there are people who are trying to help her. And I guess when this whole thing started, the whole conservatorship, mm-hmm. which her father runs, she was broke. Which is like, what?
I believe
How
it.
How can she be broke?
She was broke. She's not broke now.
And she shaved her head because they were doing a drug test. She must have been on something pretty insane.
God, those are the days, man.
Yeah, those are crazy times.
What did Perez say?
Well, remember when we spoke to him, he didn't say that Britney must be freed. He said that she really cannot run her life.
She has some real issues.
Yeah, no, she was a child star. And everything's been handed to her every step of the way, and she's never really developed the ability to sort of fend for herself, run her own life. I mean, very basic things.
So she's at the same age that she was when she started in as a performer on the Disney. Yeah,
she'd be
the
equivalent of like a 9-year old, I guess, or something.
She had a really good character witness, though, at the hearing.
And how dare anyone out there make fun of Britney after all she's been through?
It'd be
great
if Chris Crocker took the stand.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
She loves her aunt. She went through a divorce. She had kids. Her husband turned out to be a user, a cheater, and now she's going through a custody battle. All you people care about is readers and making money off of her. She's a human! What you don't realize is that Britney's making you all this money, and all you do is write a bunch of
crap
about
it.
Her.
They realize it.
She hasn't performed.
I've never heard the Dance Mix version of this.
Right? It's really underrated.
Her song is called "Give Me More" for a reason, because all you people want is
more.
Leave her alone. You're lucky she even performed for you bastards. Leave Britney alone.
Oh, I love when it builds up.
Please. Per- Perez Hilton talked about professionalism and said if Britney was a professional, she would have pulled it off no matter what. Speaking of professionalism, oh, when is it professional to publicly bash someone who's going through a hard time?
Yeah.
Leave Britney alone! Please!
We should ask him about... Chris Crocker.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
Oh my god, this one is so sensitive.
Anyone who has a problem with her, you deal with me. Ooh. Because she's not well right now.
Is this guy for real?
Oh yeah, he was totally for real.
And he's doing this under a blanket.
We tried to get a hold of him once, didn't we?
Yeah.
Is he unreachable? Is he too important to be reached?
I don't know. Can somebody do a "Where are they now, Chris Crocker"?
No. Can you look him up, Brandon? Down.
Oh yeah, he looks completely different now. He has for the last few years.
Oh, that's him?
Oh yeah.
Where?
Here.
Well, everywhere. Every single. Sometimes he looks feminine. Sometimes he's got a beard.
Which one is he?
That's all him. He's that's the all same. Of him. That's the same human being. Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
everybody does know.
Today, this whole thing, you know, came to light because Britney announced that I will never perform live again long as my dad is in charge.
Okay.
If I don't get my way, I'll never perform again.
Nice proving, nice proving the court's point.
Exactly.
What a baby. What a fucking baby.
And this is just another, and she's done this multiple times because not long ago she announced that, yes, I need to be freed. You know, before she just didn't say anything, but she sort of, you know, threw a little sign to her stupid fans that she wants to be free. And so this is, you know, this I'll never perform again as long as you're, this is another childish ploy to try and get her idiot fans to scream about it. And I think she likes being the subject of attention on social media, obviously.
I wish I had a father.
Can you look at it, what it's doing for her? She doesn't have to dance or sing or do anything. She doesn't have to get up or work at all. Her fans are doing all the heavy lifting for her.
Pretty much.
She's getting attention.
How long will they keep doing that? I mean, they don't do it like they used to do it.
Jackson fans.
I'm surprised she can't become just an influencer on Instagram.
I'm sure she could.
She still looks great.
Yeah. Anyway.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
What? All right. I found Chris Crocker.
Okay.
This is what he's doing now.
Hi, Colette. It's me, Chris Crocker. I wanted to wish you an amazing, happy, happy birthday. Your best friend that got you this video loves you so much. I know your birthday is October 14th. But I also have to say, Lauren, Shanna, and Noelle, I hope I said everyone's names correctly. They love you, and this was booked by them collectively. I was told that you've watched my video since 2007, so for that I apologize.
What?
I can't even imagine the ups and downs with me that you've seen. But this is not about me. I just want to say thank you, though. This is about you. I know that you are an ER nurse, and for that I want to say thank you, especially during the times we're living in. But, you know, I can't imagine.
Well, he probably won't even charge for this. He's so sincere.
So give yourself lots of love, because you deserve it. Sorry, Charlie is barking. I'm at my mammal's house.
He is meticulously gay, isn't he?
Meticulously.
I'm at my mammal's house. He's his grandma's.
He's putting forth an effort, man.
How much would you pay for Chris Crocker?
$20.
$50.
$90
for that guy?
I got to tell you, the pandemic's been good for Cameo because the prices have just shot up.
You really have.
Yeah. So, what
any
is...
Any phone number, Brandon, for Chris Crocker?
Oh, I'll have even, to take a look.
Is that even his real name, Brandon?
I don't know.
I wonder what he does for a living.
That?
No, it's not porn. His real name.
It's not. Okay, there you go. There's your first clue.
How long will her fans continue to like be this Free Britney group? I mean, there were like 100 fans in front of the courtroom.
Well, I don't think it takes
that's
that,
not very many, but
it take that much effort to be a Free Britney fan. So they'll probably
you have to care.
They'll be a fan forever.
Okay.
I mean, what if she does what she says she's going to do, threatens to quit, and then does, and then 20 years
she hasn't performed in years.
20 years goes by and she can't
anymore.
She had
a residency.
Yeah, that was but not a few years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it did really well, too.
Let that go, yeah.
I mean, she can. I mean, she announced a tour, but they were talking about it on TMZ today. And the way they described the show, and they had a couple of their extra people in there, were saying that she just kind of sleepwalked through her last shows. Oh. That people were like, is that Britney from the VMA Awards, or is something wrong? That sort of thing. And the feeling was that she really didn't want to play live. But now maybe she's trying to suggest that she wants to because she wants something. And did you know she hadn't talked to her mom in 15 years? Really? Her mom, really? Who made all of this happen. Her mom, who facilitated the divorce from yeah. What's his name, Alexander?
Yeah, Jason Alexander.
Yeah, her mom is completely out of the picture until she got mad at her dad. And then she called mommy, I guess, for the first time in 15 years, saying, Mom, I don't want dad in charge anymore. And her mom tried to get involved, and apparently that didn't work out very well. That didn't work out so well.
Yeah, so, that didn't work out well, didn't it?
Yeah.
That didn't work out well at all, did it?
Her horrible father, by the way, has, this is according to Harvey again from TMZ, Jamie Spears got her out of debt and made her wealthy again.
Yeah.
And he claims he saved her life. Does Harvey really know that? But maybe, I mean, the conservatorship's worked. I mean, she's no longer acting completely crazy. And Jamie Spears, by the way, when he needed Britney most, when he had prostate cancer, he was very sick. If you remember, she went to rehab because she was so upset about him having prostate cancer that she had to go to rehab for her emotional health.
You're going into a rehab.
So she really can't do much. She's not much help.
Didn't they all live on Adult Baby Island? Wouldn't that be kind of a fun place to go?
Yeah, that would be a fun place. Like, yeah, Michael Jackson
would
be there.
Sounds like a TV show. Like a reality TV show.
No, Michael Jackson is not allowed there.
Well, he would fit in perfectly at Adult Baby Island.
I think he'd be the mayor or the
No kids allowed on Adult Baby Island. All have to be adults.
So,
mayor!
Law and Order SVU announced that they are going to incorporate a Karen situation into this season, where apparently some white chick will call the police on a black guy.
Ripped from the headlines.
Yes. And did you see that Big Brother announced that they will have 50, their contestants will be 50% people of color or indigenous people or
non-whites.
Yeah, only 50% of the people will be white.
I think that's all CBS reality shows.
You know what? I think you're right. What else is there? Survivor. So they are promising to have less than
Amazing Race.
They're promising to have about 20% less white people than they represent
about the whites
in the population. And I did a deep dive on it because I was like, wow, that's a really big commitment. And the suggestion was made that the people of color don't really have a fair chance to win the game. Because of all the white contestants.
Why?
What?
Well,
is that suggesting that there's some sort of superiority going on? Because that's not cool.
No. It was a red judge, blue judge kind of thing. Like the white people will vote for the white people more often than not. And the black people vote for the black people more often than not. And so, therefore, they don't have a fair chance to win. They don't win very often.
Then they shouldn't do that for the Amazing Race because nobody gets voted. That's just a competition.
Well, I didn't realize that.
Although, remember the Black family, which was their name?
Yes.
They were African-American.
Go Blacks.
But they were the Black family. They were the first family out that year, so.
Go Blacks!
Maybe there was some sabotage. What about Jervis? Jervis did great.
He didn't win. Survivor. Did not win.
Yeah, but then when I don't think anybody voted against him because he was black.
Kelly
voted him off.
You make me so mad. You voted off Jervis.
She broke the alliance they had. It'd be Sean for sure, but not Jervis. Did you recognize that? I think that's one of the lyrics.
Yes, I did.
Okay, great.
Okay, I didn't want to say anything about this. I've mentioned it briefly, but this Chrissy Teigen story with the child that did not survive, which is terribly sad. Have you noticed how many times she has brought it up?
No. This is still going on? This is still a story?
Oh. Yes, it's still going on. Because first it was that she miscarried, and they had the photographer in the room taking the pictures of them crying and all that. And I thought, that's a little
Yeah.
And then John Legend, of course, has done a song about it. And I think I'm going to leave a couple things out here, too, because now Chrissy is sharing videos of her four-year-old carrying the ashes of the recently lost child and a teddy bear.
Oh, come on.
And it also was revealed today by Chrissy, no, this was yesterday, that she could have died.
Oh.
So.
She could have died from the miscarriage?
Yeah, she could have died from giving birth to that child.
Oh, well.
And then today.
It's common.
She revealed that it was a placenta abruption and that she bled and bled all day, changing my own diapers every couple hours when the blood got uncomfortable to lay in.
Oh, what? You're bleeding that much and you're not going to a hospital?
No, she was in the hospital, I guess, I think.
She changed her own diapers?
That's, yeah. Sound like it was a call out to John Legend, maybe, for not changing her diapers for her.
Oh, this is getting so awkward.
And I'm not kidding you. I have left a couple things out that she has. I mean, there's been like an event every 3 days to somehow bring attention to this event. I'm not really understanding why.
I just looked it up really quick. Death for the mother is incredibly rare from a placenta abruption. I just want to say that. I like facts.
Mark, you're canceled.
I like facts. It just says.
I do too, because
mothers, although death rarely happens, they may face a host of health issues following placental abruption, including a closed cervix, excessive blood shock. So, there's other problems, but.
Well,
anybody could die. I could die from being in this basement all day.
They had a.
Sometimes I feel like I might.
They had a. I read two articles on this because there was a link in the one if you wanted to read more. And the doctor said that no, she was not really in danger. But if she hadn't gotten to the hospital and received medical care, that yes, something serious could have happened. Sure. But it wasn't like, they ever said,
it's blood loss.
It's between the baby and you.
No. By the way, I've been getting texts back from Tom.
Mazaway?
Oh, yeah.
No, from Tom. Tom the boater.
Boat guy.
Oh, Tom!
Yeah.
Did you get a picture yet?
So I wrote him and said, hey, send pics to Aaron. He said, God bless you guys. You're the best. You made my day. Just want to tell you, I did some props at the Erebus Haunted House. I built Ed's 6,000 square foot house upstairs in that building.
Oh, wow.
Love you guys. Thanks again. You're freaking awesome. And I didn't reply because I was waiting for pictures. And he wrote, thanks again for everything. That's what God gave me, a little of his talent.
Huh.
I didn't reply because, once again, I'm waiting for pictures. Then, good evening. Just wondering if I'm going to be on the air, and if I am, what time?
Well, you don't have a computer, so you can't listen.
Thanks again. And I said, well, it's a podcast. We will post tonight. I'll send you a link directly. You should be able to just to click it from your phone. Huh. And then I wrote, where are the pics? I sent at least 25 of them already.
What?
And that's what I said. I wrote, what?
Oh, it's taken a long time to get here because it's an old school phone.
And I said nothing came through. And then I got like three or four, which I think are the props for Erebus.
Mm. Okay.
Erebus is...
technology.
So I'm just waiting for the other boat pics, though, man.
Erebus is pretty cool. And they do build their own stuff. And it's...
yeah, Ty. He builds it.
It's quite a feather.
This guy has done a lot of stuff, man.
Oh, he definitely has done a lot of stuff.
I like him.
He's a character.
I want him to build me a boat.
I was looking today at Woke Kids, which is one of my favorite places to go
now. Oh, me too.
And they had some great examples. My mother's teacher shared the convo they had at school yesterday. Teacher, are you excited for Thanksgiving? Child, no. Teacher, is that because it's a colonizer holiday?
No,
child,
no.
Yes.
No, it
didn't happen. No, it
didn't. Yeah, right.
And if it did happen, that teacher's a dick.
And the child is, someone stop telling the child things like this.
Yeah, that teacher. I'm mad at that teacher.
The child should be allowed to enjoy Thanksgiving.
How old is this kid, allegedly?
Seven, I think. No, it was a preschool kid. She says, my daughter's in preschool. And my daughter's teacher shared the convo they had at school yesterday. The convo? Fuck you.
Did not happen.
Anyone says convo should not be listened to.
Should we do a Twitter poll?
Stop it.
If you use the word convo, should
someone
be listened
should
to.
A person that uses the word convo ever be paid attention to or listened to? Okay, my son just rode a bike for the first time with no training wheels. He told me he wanted to learn today because it was a struggle for him. But seeing your strength and standing up to the Democrats, he was inspired to fight too. God bless you, President Trump. Oh, my God.
I think that's a troll, right?
I don't even know. I could see someone saying
I could, yeah.
My 7-year-old just asked me how a man who can't share and won't follow rules is allowed to be president. Stop making me have these conversations, America!
Don't have them!
Stop it.
Your 7-year-old didn't say that. There was no conversation until you pretended there was one. And then, of course, the Idina Menzel one, which is just classic. This one's all over the place. People are just ripping her to shreds. Idina Menzel, the actual Idina Menzel, tweeted out, "What a relief. My son just hugged me and said, 'Mommy, no more kids in cages. Tired of joys and tears.'" Oh, tired.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Tired of tears of relief? Oh, no, tears of joy and tears of relief. That's right. Should be tears of shame that you shove that down your kid's throat. If that's the case. Oh, my God, son. I know you're only 5, but they're putting kids in cages.
I hope he didn't tell the kid who built the cages.
Oh, and then there was one tweet at the real Donald Trump and says it's a picture of this little kid. I mean, he's got to be like 4 maybe at the most. And he's holding this giant Trump flag and says, "My son loves you." At the real Donald Trump. She's tweeting.
I saw another one in Woke Kids where a kid was. And this kid couldn't have been older than 4 either. And he was holding a big sign that said, count the votes.
Oh, yeah, right.
The votes should be counted.
This really surprised
me. Maybe
it
was stop the votes.
James Corden. I didn't think James Corden would show up in Woke Kids, but he did. He's a late night guy. He's British and seems like a good guy from all I can tell. But anyway, he's got a picture of his 3 kids. And they're standing arm in arm in front of the TV, and on the TV is Joe Biden on Saturday night when he's basically saying, yes, I'm your president, and here's our fireworks and all that. And his kids are 7, 4, and 2, standing in front of the TV watching Joe Biden, and James tweets, "This is making me so emotional. They're hanging on Joe Biden's every word."
No, they're not. No, they're not.
What the fuck? They must have been watching something else, and he just, like, edited in Joe Biden on the TV.
Probably sitting behind him, and they had their iPad in front of him.
Here it is, the one I'm talking to you about, the sign here. It says, "Legal ballots only." Like, this 3-year-old has any idea what a legal ballot is.
Like, he can't even vote.
And then this person said, "My kids erupted into a no more Trump dance when they heard the news that my home state of Pennsylvania voted to dump Trump."
Yeah, right.
No, they didn't.
I mean, does anyone believe this shit? I just don't believe they do.
Oh, my God. Look at how hard he's laughing. Look how hard he's laughing, Drew.
I'm not laughing.
Yeah, you are. You're hiding your face because you're laughing so hard at your own. Oh, my.
Wow.
What is going on?
That was a little ducky, wasn't it? Kind of like Mike Clark's duck fart.
Pretty sassy ass tonight.
What are you going to do when your dinner's sponsored by the butchery? You're going to be ripping like that?
I don't know. What
was for dinner tonight?
It was mostaccioli and salad.
Oh, is that from the butchery?
No, that's from Kristen.
Oh.
From Kristen, yeah.
Yeah, there's so much food here from the butchery, and their meat is so good!
I guess.
Oh, my God!
Did you have the roast beef?
Yes.
It is the best roast
it's
beef.
It's awesome.
It's not hyperbole. Really it is so fucking good.
What's their address?
TheButcherySL.com, Sylvan Lake.
I mean, what street are they on? No idea.
Orchard Lake.
What's your EIN number now?
Oh.
No, I just...
2534 Orchard Lake Road, Sylvan Lake, Michigan.
I just wasn't ready for it.
You can order food from them, though, can't you?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. They're taking holiday orders now, too. And he told me for every turkey that a person buys, they donate one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, cool. They are. I know. He's a good guy.
He is. I finally got YouTube to work. Do you want to hear Beato?
Yeah, we can wrap up with Beato.
Right. Underrated
guitar. This is Rick Beato on YouTube.
From famous guitar players, but they're more obscure songs, and some of them are ones that you might not know. I was talking with my younger brother, John, this morning. He lives up in New York, and he's a great guitar player.
Of course he is.
Oh, yeah, why don't you just blow your brother?
It's in the genes. Some of the greatest underrated guitar solos, and we came up with some of the exact same ones just right off the bat.
Well,
this first one is off a record that came out in 1990.
Because you're both brothers and you're both brilliant.
Called Faith, Love, Hope, and it's by the band King's X. The guitarist is Ty Tabor. Check it out.
So what Vieto's doing is he's playing the song, and then he starts jamming along with it.
His feel on this is so good. Check this out. I love this.
We just heard
right here.
I just wanted to point out his hand wasn't really on.
No, but now he's jamming.
Wait, no. Why did he have to go back to play it himself?
So you can hear the original version and then hear how much better he does it.
Love that.
So effortless for Beato.
That is so good. Ty Tabor. Check out that whole record. It's a killer.
Tease Tabor.
Solo number
the Lions
nine
draft
was actually originally played by Paul McCartney, but this version is the second solo by Denny Lane of Maybe I'm Amazed from Wings of America 1976. Check it out.
Yeah, that's piano jamming.
Why didn't you play the original version played by McCartney?
Wait a minute. What is this category? Underrated?
Underrated guitar solo.
This isn't underrated. This is
I know, it's a
overrated
song.
Or normal rated.
It was a big hit.
But you would never see this song in a guitar solo list, would you?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Solo
plus, most importantly, Vieto can play it.
Classic album entitled Exile on Main Street. The song is written and sung by Keith Richards, who also plays a solo. It's called Happy. Check it out.
Oh.
Why do we have to see him playing air guitar?
Oh, he's playing that.
It does not look like he is, does it, Drew?
You guys are crazy. Beato's totally playing that.
Well, where's Keith's guitar?
He removed it so you can hear
he
him play
it. He removed it so he could play it?
You can hear him play it better.
That's just so cool. It's so unexpected. It's very country sounding, but it sounds
well, if you want to
like
hear
a
cover
Rolling
guitarist
Stones.
Play it.
Solo
okay,
number
cool.
seven is from what I believe is one of the
new
most
guitar?
Underrated guitarists.
Yeah, he switched guitars.
His style's been copied a lot, but really badly.
He switched guitars.
But he was the originator of this style, and this is a killer
ooh.
Solo.
It's slow
this
down.
Is the Edge with New Year's Day. Check it out.
Man, I do love early U2, I have to admit.
Yeah, but not...
he is playing it, isn't he?
Yeah, he's playing all of them, man. He's good.
Not an underrated guitar solo.
Not really. Not to me, it isn't.
Oh, to
yeah,
no
this
one.
This would never be on a list.
Beato just wanted to play it.
Why doesn't he just do, here's 10 songs I feel like playing right now.
I gotta say, with that song, look how much more he's concentrating on it. When the other ones, he was looking around doing the cool guitar look, you know, the guitar face. There he's really
What's cool
attention.
About this solo is that it's so anthemic sounding, and it's basically pentatonic.
Ooh! We don't need this
the
part.
The first part is.
That is so pentatonic.
Yeah, might as well masturbate instead of this.
What's that?
You might as well masturbate instead of what he's doing.
What if he did?
I'm not going to be surprised if he does.
He's trying to take us to school about pentatonic.
That's just a killer solo. Solo number six. Is by a guitarist that really doesn't get the credit he deserves. He has an incredibly unusual style. And this particular song has a really weird solo. Actually, all of his solos are weird.
Can you play it, Rick?
But this one is especially weird and cool. This is Kim Thayil, his solo from Spoon Man with Soundgarden.
I want to hear you play it, Beato. Beato's dancing. Or at the very least, Drew.
He's feeling the music.
He's feeling the music.
So I don't even know how you would even imitate his style. It's so unique.
Let's hear
it.
It
has this really fluid time feel. It's crazy sounding.
Do you think there's going to be a song that he doesn't play?
No.
You don't think there's going to be one that's too hard for him?
really insane.
I don't think
there.
You put it in the list.
Also, the way that the guitar is presented, the solo in the mix, it's hard pan to the right speaker. It's very dry in your face. Brendan O'Brien, who mixed the song, made this record have that kind of in your face. That was kind of the style of the early 90s grunge that Brendan did. The second Pearl Jam record, this particular record, even though Michael Beinhorn produced
it. Are you going to play
it
or what?
Killer sounding record.
It takes a lot of time to say nothing.
Soundgarden record is an amazingly good, one of the best
sounding
records
of the
90s, period. But the aggressiveness of the solo is mixed.
I have no idea what he's talking about. I'm so Dreamweaver right now. Just play the goddamn song.
Talking about Spoon Man. He didn't, which, by the way, he couldn't play.
I've never heard so many words to accomplish saying absolutely nothing.
Check it out.
Oh, Badfinger. George is playing this? Oh, that sounds like George.
Is that Little Finger, isn't it?
The Beatles signed Badfinger to Apple Records.
No, I know.
Now you're interested because it's not Soundgarden.
Well, he's not talking either.
Now you're trying to out-theater
him.
Well,
I like Soundgarden.
So I'll skip past what he says about this song.
I really don't think
I have more to say about this than Beato does.
Not underrated, though. Again, I dispute
I agree. That was a big
title
hit.
Premise of this.
Van Halen. But this particular record had this massive hit with a killer guitar solo in it. And it's the Cars, Elliot Easton's solo on Just What I Needed. Check
it out. Nobody knows this song.
Oh my God, it's so unique. I've never heard that before.
Why does he keep doing that point?
What's so great about the solo is how closely he follows the chord changes in his melodic lines. He starts E, B, C sharp minor, G sharp major. It's amazing.
Oh boy.
This song, because it's such a great song.
Thank you.
It's been immortalized, though, in the funniest SNL skit of all time. Let's check it out.
More cowbell.
It works perfectly, but the chord progression is in F minor.
No, you don't need to replay it.
G7. You don't want another chord progression?
It's unnecessary. We enjoyed the BOC.
Yeah, but he's going to tell you why you enjoyed it.
Flat nine. The song is off their second album entitled Don't Look Back, and this song is A Man I'll Never Be. It's a killer solo. Check it out.
I just want to skip past any Boston thing. Sorry.
Of who it is, but
that's
because
not a big Boston song.
Most people probably don't know this song because it was actually a pop song from the 80s, and in the radio
this
version
is number
of it,
one?
It didn't have the solo
is
at
it
the
beat
end,
it?
But it's an incredible solo.
Wait, what is he
this is
about?
Steve Lukather's solo on Running with the Night by Lionel Richie. Check it out.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, it's Lukather though, man.
Why did you just bring Luke in there and blow him?
He probably would.
It's so good they cut it out of the song.
Right here.
Oh, stop it! He's making stupid faces while he's air soloing.
Those are cool faces, man.
No, they're not.
Let's hear him break it down. Bring it down for us.
It's totally improvised. One of my favorite things is when he goes to the rhythm pickup on this one leg.
Aren't you refracting by now? Hoo-ah.
That's the thing. Players like Steve Lukather.
Hey, give it up for Beato, man. He rocks.
No, I mean.
Is he ever refracting? Ever? God. All right, get us out of here. And we'll get you ready for the weekend tomorrow, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
Could happen.
Wisconsin realized they're going to have an easy win this weekend, so they decided to play the game against Michigan.
Well, it's not going to be an easy win because these guys haven't been practicing, have they?
Ohio State's not playing, though, right?
Yeah, no Maryland, no Ohio State. That was Maryland's call, I believe. No Alabama, LSU. No Tennessee. Is it Tennessee Ole Miss? I think got canceled, too.
Tennis?
I think so.
How many total games are canceled?
Well, those are three pretty big games. One Big Ten matchup and two SEC ones.
But, I mean, is it? Are there a lot of other games?
You know, those are the only ones I've seen so far. And the NFL decided that, yeah, we're probably going to add a playoff team from each conference this year because of COVID. If they don't hit 16 games.
Haven't they already added one?
They added one going into the year, yeah. Right. I think that one's permanent, right, Brandon?
Yeah.
But they might add another one if not every team can get to 16 games.
Oh, boy. And the Lions still won't make the playoffs.
Nope.
They can keep adding them.
Yep.
God, they are so bad. Who do the Lions play this weekend?
Does it matter?
Not really, because I couldn't even tell you.
They play the Washington football team.
Oh, that's right.
I see. Well, that should be a win, but they lost last year. Remember? That was like Dwayne Haskins' best game of his life.
That's right.
Who's the Washington's quarterback now? Is Alex Smith playing?
Alex Smith came in because of the injury.
So is he starting this week?
I can't remember the name. It's a very generic name.
Yeah, boy.
By the way, 84.4% say freighters are cool, and 85.3% said no. If you use the word combo, you should not be listened to.
Thank you.
Enjoy some Steel Panther.
Show crow, they can kiss each other on the camel.